There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy's breaking down. Show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy. My name is Patrick, and this is the show that almost didn't happen because I got to be honest with you. I can't keep up with Aaron M. Holt's delusions. Hit the like button. Welcome to the show. We have a new person joining us today for the first time ever on This Little Piggy. It's Haley from the Pretty Antisocial program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Keep that energy. Moody's here.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Moody.
We didn't know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you have a dog bed. You know what? I'm going to get a little dog bed. People want to see my dog. It's a good idea. We're going to have a dog cam.
He was just hanging out in here. It wasn't on purpose, but dog cam would be good. I mean, you need something to replace Tukey.
I'll get one of those Furbos that spits treats, and I'll tell people that I don't feed her. And we'll hook that up to like Super Tips, and it'll spit out a treat, but people have to pay me $10 or my dog doesn't get to eat.
That's smart. Yeah. I like it.
Also the tennis ball launching one, so you don't have to get up to play with her.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a guillotine on a timer. And if you don't donate to add time, we get to see how much of my dog fits on a grill. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's Steel Toe Week. I guess last week we had the fight, and that news is quickly gone by the wayside because we invited Aaron to Hackamania. His response was, I'll fight you all. And now what's happened is he's kind of been exposed as not even a coach at his gym, and this has kind of consumed the week. He started every show almost telling us he's a real coach. This is happening.
He said something this week which floored me, which wasn't directly about the coaching, but he said, I haven't been this excited to start a show in a very long time. He's like, I'm sitting here and I'm actually excited to start my show. You haven't been excited? You don't enjoy doing the show? What are you doing?
He alternates between like, because some days he'll go like, we should have stayed in bed day, Johnny. And it's like, right. What? He's like, he wishes it was raining. He wishes there was a snow day and he didn't have to go to work. And then today I kind of caught onto this like two-tone, hey. he kind of goes flat on the like good morning. It used to be with April, it was like good morning everybody. He tried to do a little rap every now and then, but now it's just like, hey. It's like, oh boy, he doesn't want to do it. He's not happy.
Mm-mm. No, but he so quickly goes, like when he's losing the goal and he's $100 or $200 away, he's just completely defeated. I know I'm going to have to stop this, guys. You know, when the time is right, we'll have to leave. I'll have to get a real job. And then when it starts to pick up, all of a sudden, it's fuck you, you know.
Fuck my day. You're right. How quickly he went from, we have an opportunity here for end of goals to, if it's my time, it's my time.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I need to go sell cars. It's okay. I'll hang up my microphone. Oh, suck my dick. We got the goal. Like, it's, yeah.
What do you think it is about a job like selling cars or piercing pagoda at the mall or whatever he would do? What do you think it is that disgusts him? Is it the he clearly can get up? Look, I can't get up at 6 a.m. every morning. It's tough. He can do that. He's been making himself do that. So it's not the waking up in the morning. It's not the doing something for hours. He can clearly do that, even if he needs a potty break. But what is it, just that he's not his own boss? It's all image, right?
Yeah, that probably has a lot to do with it. And minimal effort. Like, he's minimal effort Aaron. Yes, he can show up and he can do a marathon, but he's just talking. He's just, you know, verbal diarrhea for however long. So I think it's just, there's no planning. There's no effort put into any part of the show. He gets the top 10 headlines of the day. And, you know, if it gets through, I'm fine. If not, fine. Reads the first two sentences. So I think it's like too much. It's asking too much of him. But, you know, like you said, I think he wants to be his own boss too.
He gets to imagine improving his show and then move on because he goes like, that would be awesome. We just did it. We just came up with it.
Mm-hmm. I think the selling cars thing doesn't appeal to him because it has an audience of one. Just the person you're selling to, whereas the radio, he can pretend like he's the biggest in the market. There's thousands of people watching or listening, and now on YouTube it's declining. But
maybe he could sell cars in the afternoon and get a radio job in the morning. He'd be like, "Hey, and in this new car, it does have an FM radio." I've preset all the cars in the lot to my morning show.
He should do something like QVC, something like that. He would be good at, and he would have a huge audience because he's a salesman. Why
The salesman. Okay, so we'll come back to coaching, I'm sure, but the sale. He keeps talking about how he's this amazing salesman and he can easily get a job at sales. I'm convinced he says that because of some internalized misogyny, and he thinks that SP is in sales, and therefore, if a woman can do that job, he can do it. Like that's where true. I think
that's how his brain works.
Right, but
Women are chimpanzees if they figured it out.
Right, but one of the things he was selling these last couple of weeks was Twister. He said, "Look, if you pay me $100, I will go out, I will buy Twister. I will sign it and I'll send it to you in perpetuity forever."
He said, "From now on."
From now on. Like, one of the first things in sales is, I think it's called, like, you induce demand by making something less, like the time, you make the time, like for a limited time.
A term. Yeah.
Scarcity. You need to be like scarcity. You need to make
Scarcity, guys. Scarcity. Yeah.
Right. Scarcity. You need to make it so that it's like, oh, I need to go in now and buy it. Otherwise,
well, that's a different principle. The other one's just to cover your ass. You never say you'll do something forever. This has bit him in the ass before with the VIP memberships. Mm-hmm. You know, for $250, he told people they would get 4 new pieces of merch every year and 2 tickets to every show they ever do. It's like, what if your show blows up? What if you're smartless and you're selling out arenas and you can't give everybody who gave you $250 in 2019 a ticket? Like just think about it. Do you want to be successful? What if?
So one of the things that happened in this last week is some people, like, YouTube takes... You can super chat in any currency, like whatever's attached to your account.
Right.
There was a $100 Canadian dollar super chat that came in. He counted that as $100 for his show, which is already not good. So it's $70 is what he'd get because it's 30% goes to YouTube.
Yeah.
Conversion would make it set to $50 probably is the true value of what
was he it gets. $100 or $99.99?
I'm not sure.
Because so it does matter.
Right. But let's just be as graceful as possible. Okay. It still doesn't work out good. Let's say it goes to 70, then it goes to 50 to go from Canadian to US. Then he spends $20 on Twister.
On Twister.
That brings it down to 30. And then maybe another $10 on shipping. Yeah.
I mean, to get it to Canada, 30. Right. Shipping's not cheap right now.
Right. So he turned that $100 into $15 to $20.
But in a U.S. scenario, it's not even great. Again, if someone does it on an Apple device, Aaron gets about half. Aaron gets about $50 of that, maybe a little less, which is nuts that that can even happen. But it can happen where a guy gets $49 from a $100 donation. It's fucking nuts. So if that were to happen, but let's say 70, like you said, okay, $20 for the Twister. Aaron's also like not buying a pallet of Twisters. Aaron's going down to CVS or Walmart or whatever every day and hunting around for bargain basement Twisters. And he's buying one set, and then he goes home and he signs it, and then he goes to the, you know, he doesn't even think to like bring the Sharpie and sign it and then go to the post office. You know, he brings it home, he signs it, he wraps it up, he takes it back to the post office, and he just putters around town in his Tahoe drinking gas. So like, shipping this, he didn't say, I won't ship it to the Ukraine. I won't ship it to the Middle East. I won't ship it to China. He'll ship it anywhere in the world. Send him 100 of your currency.
Something else I noticed, he had said the first day he did that, he was like, anybody that sends in $100 gets a signed Twister. Then the very next day, he made it the number one for
number
the
week. Number one on the week. Yeah.
And then he went back the very next day and was like, no, every $100 gets $100,
one. Yeah. I was like, and 100 and the number one spot.
Yeah, it's both.
So,
yeah.
So some people get two, and Aaron was like, oh, I owe you another Twister. And it's like, stop sending. God damn it. It's like Chad with his fucking, like, anybody who gives him $50, he's like, dude, I'm going to send you some shirts and stickers. You don't. You have a store.
Some people pay more than 100. Some people pay $200 to $300 to him. And he was, I think he was saying, I owe you two Twisters. Tell me if you want both.
Right.
Twisters.
Now he's going to start going, guys, we're three Twisters away from the goal. Everything's going to be measured in Twisters. I can't keep up with it. It's too much. So we called his gym today.
That was nuts. There's no one by.
And I asked if Scott was there, and they said, no, not right now. They knew who Scott was right away. And then I go, what about Aaron Emhole? And she goes, are you asking if he's a member? Because the answer was, she was going to say, I can't tell you who's a member here. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, do you have a coach named Aaron Emhole? She said, there's nobody by that name. So she doesn't even know him as a member. He acts like he, now we know he only goes nights, and whoever that was probably doesn't see him ever, but I would imagine there's some sort of coaches roster. People call in and inquire about certain coaches, or I don't know how gyms work, clearly, but anyone?
It's like that. I think she knew who he was, but didn't really want to answer straight up. I mean,
with all this going on too, you know, he may have said something to Scott, or Scott said something to the office staff that just said, if anybody calls up here looking for Aaron Emhole, just tell him nothing.
Didn't he send that email to everyone or the coaching staff or
coaches?
He said he did. Coaches,
right. And so then everyone knows.
Well, Aaron made it sound like today, like he hands out the coaching assignment.
Right.
Aaron was like, you know, before, you know, I get there, everyone's obviously waiting around for the boss. I get there, I get my coffee, I go gather around, everybody come near, and then we all have a meeting. I usually do the main ring, and then like other guy, I'll tell Scott, you can like just watch the phones.
His thing was, I coach kids at that gym, but he's been redefining both the words coach and kids.
Well, he stopped saying kids.
Right. Like kids.
And now he's just like, these young guys.
Yeah,
and
we did see, in fairness,
the sheet. There's one guy who's 1 year older than him, but they're both of them are outliers. I mean, the rest of them are in their 20s, and that's the majority of them are teens, and some of them as young as 15. So... Yeah. These kids are beating Aaron's ass, and these kids weigh half of what Aaron weighs. Half. I'm not saying he's fighting the featherweights, but
it's literally Dwight Schrute turning up at the kids' karate class and sitting on the floor mat with the kids and saying like, sensei, I'm your senpai. Like, let me help you with, you can flip me. If there's someone you need to flip, flip me to show the kids how you flip someone. If you need someone heavy, there's a heavyweight guy there. If you need someone heavy to absorb some punches so that that guy knows what it feels like to punch a human versus punching a bag, he's good. He'd be good for that.
Well, one thing I did this tapped into, which again, this was all the fact that I think he knows it's not me emailing these people, but like he doesn't care. He wants to tell. He wants it to be me so bad, and he wants to pile everything on me, the weight of the world on me, the way he feels we're doing to him. We hear him say this. I'm the worst guy in the world. You guys all want me to quit and want me dead. You want me to kill myself. You want me to, it's like, this is all you feeling like we're doing that to you, but we're not. Like, so of course you want it back to us. Of course you want to hurt us and fight us while saying that it's us that want to do that to you when we've never said that before, but these emails have, this coaching thing came out of nowhere, and it means, I had no clue how much it means to him. I mean, he's starting, this has cracked his ego. He's trying to redefine what coaching means. Today he said, it said in the email, we pay him to train guys. He's a coach. That's settled. It's like, that email doesn't say anything other than you're not a coach and you've never been a coach. That's what the email says in regards to your coaching. But he had convinced himself today. So the email says, yes, we pay him to train and coach. He added in and coach. But he's trying to redefine what coaching means and even gone so far as to say, look, Scott thought he was talking to USA Boxing. So he was using code. He was using industry lingo like, not a coach and never been a coach to mean, of course he coaches.
Right.
But he doesn't have his safe sport.
That's the second story he's given. The first story was that first email was from Patrick at
nobodylikesonions.com. Then we come out and prove it's from moviescrimp@gmail.com intentionally to make them say these words. Around the gym.
just stress. What?
No. There were two emails, and he didn't even explain that part, what that means. Because what's the other email say? Because he went on to describe the exact email that we've all seen, where he's like, no, he thought they were from USA Boxing, but there's nothing in that. It doesn't say, hi, I'm from... It doesn't say anything. That person's remarkably honest and forthright about what they want.
You don't know about the renowned USA Boxing auditor, Mubi Scrimp?
Yes, yes. So I couldn't have imagined that this means so much to him because he's kind of let it go. The boxing thing, he hasn't fought since 2022. And... he said he was retired, and then he said he coaches, but even that's gone by the wayside since April left. Uh-huh. But now it's coming back, and he's got a fight. And then when pressed with this also, this shouldn't go unnoticed. When pressed about why he didn't have a safe sport, he's like, because I'm not a coach. I'm a fighter. When I go to these bouts, I'm in the ring. I'm fighting. So that's why I don't have my coach's shit up to snuff. And it's like, well, hold on. The whole argument's about whether you're a coach or not. He's like, well, I am. It's like, it literally, I've never seen something go so circular where he's like, I'm not a coach. Then what's this? Do I train kids? Do I get paid to coach? Yes, I'm a coach. I just don't have my thing that you need to be a coach. And they're like, get the thing you need to be a coach. And he's like, dude, I'm not a coach. I'm a fighter. And it's like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, Haley, you guys noticed that the email was one of however many. It was the top thing in his mailbox. So it means he got it straight away. And he's saying,
you guys noticed that.
Well, the thing is, I was looking for a date because I was like, okay, is this old? Did he pull this out of, you know, months back or a year ago or what?
No, but he had strolled that away.
Uh-huh. So that's what I'm saying. If he's got all these other emails, it wouldn't show it. But just like with this, he had to, like, you know, crop it down to where you couldn't see the date.
Cropped off the top. Mm-hmm. And it was the first email in an inbox of 1,069 emails. And the first thing I went for to see if it was a search, to see if it was search results. Right. But it's not. It was a straight up inbox, and it was the latest, most recent email. So, and again, unless he sorts it in reverse, in which case it's the oldest email, which makes no sense either. So
no, he did this after he talked to Scott, after Scott got on him about
right. Scott said, make sure you're current on that. He went, oh, shit, I'm not. And he bought that. And the safe sport thing, it's later in today's show. We hadn't got to it. But he starts going like, so I started watching this safe sport. You have to watch all these training videos. And it's like, it's a lot. I don't know if I can. It's like, right. So he's never been a, he's never done it.
Yep. That's exactly
he's acting thinking. Like, he's like, I let it lapse. Mm-hmm. I let my thing lapse. I got to get it. But then he gets into the thing. He's like, oh, shit, what is this?
Yep. It also said background screening on that. And he was boasting about how, look, they did a background screening. He paid for a background screening, and it was the most recent email. They haven't got to it yet. So yeah. When they run that search, I don't know. I don't know what the criminal history looks like for him.
Yeah, it's like they found out you are breaking rules, and he's like, you can't get my shit canceled. It's like, watch him. And then, like, to say, I am a coach for this gym, these fat fucks, like, imagine you're a grotesque, fat, 400-pound person trying to come down. And it's like, this is wrecking. Like, I'm really hurt. I'm actually cutting now. I am, but I'm cutting it.
I don't know. I lost it.
You're just happy that he's moved off insulting you.
I don't think it stopped. Like, he'll come back to it. He'll run out of this, but he's literally working as a mouthpiece for the gym at the moment. He's representing and doing PR on behalf of that place, which I don't know. If I was the gym owner, I wouldn't be too happy about being represented that way.
Gym owner?
Gym owner.
Thank you for the 5 gifted memberships, James Gartner. Appreciated. We're reminding you, we do have a goal here today on this little piggy. We always have a goal. It's very important that you give to the goal. The goal needs your love.
Soup looter's broken. Machete stuck in dishwasher. Tried to wash it. Nothing to do but offer them my feminine pieces so they don't take the soup. I love soup. Soup!
Okay, this has nothing to do with this little piggy. Please stay on topic, everybody. Mr. Panhandler has Patrick fatigue, which is a real condition.
A lot of shows on a Friday for you.
It's too much, really. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Aaron. I was wondering if you could help me. I heard you were good at coaching people, and I want to tell my dad I'm gay. Jesus. How did you break the news to your dad?
Yeah, maybe he could coach people on, like, cum eating. That doesn't have to be boxing.
I love the redefining of something so that he can maintain.
Say like, he is it.
That's just been so... It's so quintessentially like Aaron to do that. He wants the label more than he wants the actual thing.
Right. So he wants, yeah, the same way he wants to go back to radio more than he wants to make money.
Right.
He needs to make money, DJ. But he's like, I'll figure that out. Once I'm famous.
He wants to be the best radio DJ in whatever market. He doesn't care about the size of the market. He just wants to say that he is the best radio guy. Like, that's what he wants. If it was a local, if they broke down the St. Cloud market even further, he'd probably be happy about that. He can have his own radio station.
Coach Queen for Southern wants everyone to put Coach on their name to taunt Aaron. We're going to start calling Aaron Coach, and people are going to put Coach on their name like Coach Queen for Stutterland. Which is a good idea. Drive-by says, thank you for the $50. Harley definitely adds a touch of class. Oh, sorry, Haley.
Who the hell is Harley?
Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, my prescription's fucked. Also, I can't... Moody makes the text so small on Supertip, and I can't make it bigger without fucking up every other browser window when I refresh it. It'll be zoomed in.
It's all my fault. Thanks.
I mean, it's been a problem for a long time, but you refuse to work on the UI. Haley definitely adds a touch of class to this little piggy. Did I butcher it?
No, that's good.
I don't know. We'll see. It's too early to tell, really. Coach Queef, this guy. I like this pretty bitch. Haley is great, too. Talking about you, Moody?
Am I new?
Maybe it's just the first time you're pretty. Tiff, as a chronic name misspeller, I apologize to the wonderful Haley for butchering her name the past 3 months and all those correcting me. You're probably used to it.
Yeah, definitely. But thank you.
H-A-I-L-E-Y.
I always spell it as H-A-Y-L-E-Y. Mm-hmm. It's just how the Haleys I've met are always like that.
Oh, wow. You're hanging out with a lot of Haleys?
Yeah. Tons. Nice. I got tons of Haleys that just go to another school.
Right.
Nice podcast. Stupid says, Haley mocks scrawny steel toe with her guns. Mocks?
Oh, have you seen the comparison?
I didn't see a comparison, but I saw Haley making guns at Moody or a movie. Keep up.
That was after he said something about everybody that covers him basically is scrawnier than him and has a worse, you know, physique, and he's stronger. And he did like a little flex. It was like his birthday stream or something.
It's what I said today. He says what he wants to be true, and then he wiggles out of any way that it's like Melton's 400 pounds and can't even get in the ring. It's like, okay, let's fight. And he's like, I can't. And it's like, yeah, because if you ever, that's why Rocco and I want to go February 22nd to his boxing show.
You should. I hope that you do.
We're calling it a boxing show.
Do you think they'll let you in, or do you think he'll bar you from going in?
I mean, if he bars me from going in, it's still great.
Right.
You just film walking up and getting denied going in, and it makes him a bitch. Like, this is the thing. Like, we don't care what happens. We want you scrambling. We don't. Like, it's just funny. It's just funny. No one, I don't know who the guy is emailing, but I love it. And keep it up. And feel free to use my name or spoof me. I don't care. Whatever you have to do.
He's going to make it you anyway.
Give your password out so that they can use your email inbox.
What the hell? You want me to, if you need me to set one up for you, I'll set one up for you. Feel free to use my server. Coach Keel, Aaron will be on the gym. Aaron will be on this gym topic for weeks. I mean, he's starting every show now with like, guys, just real quick, I am a coach, and Nick and I are he's talked about how this guy Scott, who we've never heard of, and him have been laughing. Oh, we laughed again, by the way. That's 6 laughs this week. He loves laughing with Scott.
We say this every week, but what is the show? What's left? Like, what? He's going off about Camelot and Nick and Patrick and the gym and Mooby Scrimp and like every like what?
But then he cuts like a thing out about Trump and puts it up, and he's like, that's what steel toe. We don't want people thinking steel toe is about begging for money and shit talking haters. That's not the spirit of steel toe.
I don't know if you've ever been on the YouTube back end, but every video will have like, it starts off at 100% retention and then it drops pretty quickly. The majority of your audience only ever see the beginning of your videos. So when he's coming on and just talking about his feuds that he's having, that's what people think all of steel toe is. Like, you're not. Yeah,
exactly.
They're not sticking around until you get to the
Donald
Trump.
If you drop a needle, it's just about him. I didn't eat cum. I am a boxing coach. It's like, okay, we believe you. Haley called my tattoo gay. How will I steal her wife?
I didn't call it gay. I said, what is this? Because I hadn't seen the Camelot clip. And then I posted the Camelot clip. So I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. No, I just was wondering if it was like a family member's, like your daughter's, I don't know, flower of the
No, you think it's gay. You think he's a cop.
It's different. I never said it was gay. But it's different. The artwork's pretty, though.
Benjamin Leviathan from Polycule to Coachgate.
He is... All right, so yes, he is systematically losing the cornerstones of his personality.
April was hot, big. April was big. He constantly would be like, "You just wish you had her, guys," and it's like, "Who wishes he had her now?"
Right.
You know, I just picture them eating air fried pork chops across from each other in an empty house. You just hear the knife squeaking on the plate while they're eating, and he's like, and I am a coach, and they're so dumb, they don't even get it. And like, she's just over there, and he's looking at her thinking, oh, I miss April. God, April. April really pretended like she bought it all.
When they were together, do you think he ever told her to shut up and keep it for the show? Like, if she's trying to bring something up in a conversation,
yes.
Like, shut up, let's do it live. Let's have it on the show so that it's more interesting.
Save it for not our relationship.
Right.
Coach. Just coach.
With Aaron's face.
Yes. No girls allowed in my gym. Yes. Both locker rooms are men's.
So, yeah, he's lost. April was a big thing. It's like, look at how hot April is. That makes me a better man. Mm-hmm. April's gone now. Now it's like, look at how coachy my membership to Safe Sport is.
Well, in the same way that he had to make me a pedophile because Nick's super chatting in our chat and watching our show,
right?
He had to make April a smelly, pussy, trashy co-core. Mm-hmm. Because look who she's with. Nick.
The same way he did with Camelot today when he was talking about Camelot. It was because Nick went on with Camelot. But a couple of months ago when Camelot was a little critical about Nick and was like, I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him yet. I hope he's okay. That kind of stuff. He was okay with Camelot. Like, as long whoever's in that corner is evil.
So it really is Nick is the crux of the hate for Aaron. Nick, the way Aaron thinks about it, which is funny because Aaron wanted to fuck Nick's wife. That's how this started. I don't believe that, but let's say, how did it work out? Who got fucked?
And he's now going off about how April's a whore, the stinky, like all of that stuff. She was his wife. How long is the wife to whore pipeline for Aaron? Like, I think
that first week.
Also, tell your wife if she has a yeast infection or some sort of vaginosis. Let her know. Chris loves Haley and Jackie.
Aw, hey, Chris.
The coach of Mr. P. The ghost of Coach Mr. P. I thought I was going to say the coach of Mr. P, which would be funny. But you're not that good, are you? Haley, your husband probably wishes he was deaf.
That's mean. No. Mean.
Rakeda Law, he believes he's a good salesman because people brought ad spots on his radio show, ignoring that the draw is the radio broadcast, no matter the show. Yeah, that is how radio ads work. They don't really care. I mean, certain businesses care about the demographic of the program, but not tow trucks and fucking armories. By the way, he lost Midland Armory this week. What about that?
I hadn't heard that.
In passing, I guess he mentioned that Midland Armory is no longer a sponsor. Because he can't really advertise guns and stuff. He can't show the website.
Because he was showing guns like 2 weeks ago. He was on their website with guns on the screen.
He might have gotten popped. He's been pulling down a lot of shows lately, people have been saying. So I know the one he flashed Kayla Rakeda's photo on. He's completely pulled that show. And I think Nick Rakeda's looking for anybody. There's a great Reddit thread where people kind of bookmark some shows and some Kayla stuff. But Nick is looking actively for anybody who has any information about timestamps or shows where he's mentioned Kayla. There was a Will Herron interview, which I think he actually mentioned her. So something's being done in the background, I would assume. I don't know. A lot of investigation.
All these gay ops, Patrick. It's just so many.
I mean, I'm just privy to this stuff. People just tell me about it.
I hate that.
You're in the Discord. You run the Discord, so you're in charge of the gay ops.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, we don't do it out in the open. It's all in the secret channel that you need to give us your phone number for. No, it's this. I don't know where the words gay ops come from, but I think what it means is like going out and interfering with someone's personal life or something like that, right? Mm. And he's complaining about the gay ops of someone reaching out to his boxing gym, and Aaron went to the cops. Is that not the gayest of ops? Like how you're trying to get people into jail and prison for things that they've done. Is that you're not
trying to get people into jail?
Yes. I'm really so in they, jail and how
they talk in New Zealand. Right. You're going to go straight into jail if you're not careful.
Right.
Into it on the inside. Yeah. Anybody can visit the lobby and get a pamphlet.
Right. But you know what I mean, though? He's trying to get people in legal trouble on federal charges, charged with crimes. Is that not but
just like we did with the prize night?
Right. Right. But the prize night was illegal, though. Like, that, I guess, yeah, who knows? True.
So gay ops are fine when you're down with it.
I haven't been against or for gay ops publicly, but that is the...
That's how I feel about it. I do a case-by-case basis.
Right. But he said, like, gay ops are bad regardless of the situation, and then he goes to the cops as well. So it's...
Also, he picks and chooses which gay ops he likes. When Skinny Tooth John sends him $45 of butter, he loves it. And that's fucking with somebody's personal life.
When someone sends, coleslaw to merch.
Something to your house? It's
hilarious, yeah. I wish someone would send me coleslaw is something he said a lot.
So, yeah, I don't necessarily... But losing Midland Armory means he... The Midland Armory and the All Care Towing were the pieces that made it seem like he still had a real show. Stonies, people aren't even falling for.
Right.
Because they know he's friends with Cheetos. This is just, we know he's kind of an alcoholic. So we know he just has a bar he can go drink at for free all the time. Like that is what's going on there. And that's the only show with the logo in the corner. That's the only show. He's selling gift cards for less than half of what they're worth.
Right. He had Rollies for a while as well. A different bar.
And he said it was coming back.
There was that other state. That other
Vape
thing.
Shop Benny.
Vape Shop. That, nothing came of it.
Well, that was happening right around the time he got the strike for Midland Armory. So then he was like, oh, yeah, I can't do... I read the rules, and it turns out you can't do cigarettes either. But it's like, I thought you read the rules back during the prize night stuff. I thought you were up on all the rules. Also, he never clicks the paid promotion box where it's supposed to come up and say you have a paid promotion on this show. Mm-hmm. Which, again, like, the stuff he's doing is not against the rules, but he doesn't follow the rules. Like, you have to say there's a paid promotion on my program.
Yep.
So... But now he just has Stonies. Like, it's literally just Stonies now. So.
And I don't know whether
Stonies. Someone called All Care Towing and they said, no, we haven't paid him for an advertisement in years.
And there's no special or anything like that when you go to All Care Towing anyway.
No, they don't know anything about it. But I guess someone on Reddit, I forget where I read it, but on Reddit or something, someone called All Care Towing and they said, yeah, we did that for a while years ago. So he's doing what I do with Wendy's, but it's painfully obvious when I do it. But he's acting like it's real. Like, guys, we've got all these sponsors. And we've said, like, this doesn't make sense. Are the guys running these businesses retarded?
He said that they were, his sponsors helped him during a time when the show was struggling. But then once the show got better and there were more people following the show, they pulled their sponsorships because they didn't need, he didn't need their help anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that once we got on our feet and the training wheels were off, all the sponsors left
us.
That's
not how advertising works.
It's like, yeah, this is why the Super Bowl has trouble selling ads. They're like, you don't need Bud Light.
It's fine.
Really? The tired old Clydesdale thing again? I guess. If you really need us. Like that, yeah, that isn't, there's not, these companies don't feel bad for the thing they're advertising on. They're not trying to help boost the Olympics on NBC because they need help.
They want the biggest audience that they could get. But I don't know. He knows more about advertising than I do. He's the advertising expert.
He might look at it like the Steel Toe Morning Show is the official morning show of Stoney's. Mm-hmm. He might look at it like that.
Carl's here backstage, by the way.
Instead of vice versa. Instead, hi, Carl.
Hey, what's happening? You know, I wasn't going to come out today, but Peter Sky Parker was really upset I wasn't here. So I'm like, all right.
Almost nobody's been yelling. We need it.
I'll pop. Thank you. Yeah, I gotta. Haley's not bringing enough energy. Hi, Haley.
Hey, Carl. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I figured I would balance that out.
Now, what do you think about this, though, that he might view sponsorships as like he's the fulcrum of a like the Steel Toe Morning Show is the official morning show of All Care Towing. The Steel Toe Morning Show is the official morning show of Midland Armory. He looks at it like that. Like, they want me. Like, I'm. Yeah, like, but they don't.
Yeah,
they don't.
At the moment, but I don't doubt that at some point, maybe it was like he could have been a sort of big deal in his small pond. Like, in a place where you go to the bar, like that is the town's bar.
Also, the morning show guy is big in any town.
Right. And so the morning show is having a night of comedy at the bar. Like,
right.
People will go because that's the thing that's happening. The thing that's happening in that town.
But what we, like, he can deny it all he wants about all the W's and we keep trying. But, like, I said last week, like, a little bit we've taken you down a peg.
Oh,
like,
no, a little bit we've. You're 0-30 against him, he said.
Right.
0-100. It was the last.
Now it's 0-100. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just weigh in on the advertising thing real quick? Because, yeah. My buddy Julian.
You used to do this.
I did.
Do you have experience with advertising, Kyle?
I do.
Did you ever have a company? And whatever happened to that?
They're still going. My buddy Drew Lane transitioned from radio to podcasting. And he did the same thing that Aaron's trying to do, where it's still kind of a local show. They're a Detroit-based show. You know, obviously you can listen to them anywhere. But they have a ton of listeners in Detroit, and he still sells local advertising. That's what keeps the show going and has been keeping it going for close to 10 years now. And the reason why, and he keeps getting new advertisers, is because it actually works. People actually go to the local businesses because he has such a wide audience. Right. Aaron does not have a big audience, period, let alone locally. Like, we know that Aaron's audience is mostly people who have found out about him through the Dabbleverse and
right.
Steel Toe Boring Show and shit like that. NLO.
He, even by his own admission, like, dude, we were blowing up. We've been growing and growing. It's like, okay, so by your own admission, then it's a small fraction of your audience who's old radio listeners, he calls them, but he caters to them and acts like it's important to cater to them. Guys, we got to move off this because the old radio listeners hate it. It's like the old radio listeners might be 20 to 50 people still holding on to this rag of an idea of what Steel Toe was. Between his wife leaving, between NLO, between Mersh now on him, Chad Zumach, he dipped his toe in a world he thought he was ready for, just like the fighting, just like boxing. He thinks he has a different picture of himself in his brain. And when he really sees who he is, he runs away from it. So that's why he wants to get off the internet and all this stuff. He's just fucking delusional.
The reason why we know who he is is because I'm going to go after Chad Zumach. He's going to be my A-log. I'm going to get this guy. And he could not handle it. Chad went at him back. Chad waited a while. He was just like, okay, I don't know.
Nobody even did anything to him. He was like, you posted a picture of my parents' house. And it's like, then what happened?
Well, he told, I think he told his audience to buy Ashley's book.
Right.
that's what he was advertising about.
He's like Kevin Brennan. He's motivated by enemies. That's why he'll friendly up with anybody who's against who he's against at the current moment.
But that was the thing, though, is that, so, you know, at the time he'd reached out to me, we were talking about Stuttering John a lot, but also Chad stuff, and he was like, oh, I'm going after Chad. I'm like, all right, man, you do that. You go for it. And within a month, he's like, I got to get out of this, man. It's too toxic. Like, Aaron literally put up the white flag when he was trying, and he was the one who was going after Chad to begin with. Chad wasn't going after him.
Right.
He started it, and he still backed out. He couldn't handle it.
But now look how the tables have turned. I do a friendly invite to him. And he comes back with, let's fight.
Yep.
And then you go, okay. And then he runs again.
But we're all the boomers who take it too seriously. Remember that.
Right. Right. They don't know how to have fun. The right. Dabbleverse doesn't know how to have fun. And
if
then
if he'd said yes, it would have been harder to deal with. It would have been tough to.
That's what I'm saying. For us, he would have put it really, he would have really put it back on us. And I'm not saying I would have been scared or anything, but I would have been like, oh, fuck, this is going to be weird. Like, if Aaron just shows up. But one time he said out loud when the offer first happened, like, who am I going to hang out with? I'm going to go hang out with people who've been making fun of me. It's like, yeah, make it weird. I said this, Aaron, please invite me to the 11th anniversary show at Stoney's. Please invite me. I'm coming. I'm not scared of your backwoods biker gang, you fucking yokels. I'm coming.
Is there going to be an 11th anniversary show? Haley, what's your
prediction? Of
course,
every year. Every year.
Yeah, I mean, he makes up anniversaries every other month for, you know, I mean, it's Friday and it's the last day. So, yeah, he'll do it. He'll do it.
Yep. He's I'm talking about the live show, though, like the one he did last year that was a complete failure. Is he going to try that again? Because he tried to do 17 iterations of that before it just turned out to be him in a costume on stage getting booed.
He Frank the Crusader, put some respect right. on.
He tried to do the roast of Steel Toe. Yep. He couldn't get enough people live. Then he's like, okay, a lot of the roasts are going to be remote. So let's get Mike David from Red Bar and Kevin Brennan and everyone else. He couldn't get enough people to take 30 seconds of their day to make a video right. on their phone.
So and then he's like, what if I have a radio remote and we get all the radio stations?
Right. We're going to get three stations out. Look, we have all this budget left over from Gino and Kiki canceling. Dude, we could do anything. And it's like, but we'll do nothing.
then it turned to, let's get every single one of our ex radio yep. hosts. Couldn't get a lot of, like, Oz wasn't there because he was too drunk. Adrian still hates.
And then he hyped up this guy we'd never heard of named Whiskey Pete.
That's right.
And we're all supposed to be like, what? They're bringing Whiskey Pete back?
And Whiskey Pete didn't realize he had to prepare anything.
He had nothing.
They had no rapport. It seemed like they'd never met each other before.
And then afterwards, Aaron goes, you know what? I really enjoyed hanging out with Whiskey Pete and having Whiskey Pete back on. And that was the end of it. And I was like, yeah, you could just have him on more. But you never heard anything about it until weeks later at their fourth anniversary of streaming show when he called back in and again had nothing to say.
And none of it was filmed. None of it was recorded. He didn't want this to exist.
Why would you want that?
Right.
All right, so I want to bring up a topic. You guys have already touched on it, but this is what I want to talk about. I think that the way that Aaron's reacting to all of this will be his undoing. I put out a video recently about this, and I truly believe this.
It's rough. I just watched it today. It's rough.
Okay. Well, it's not a long video, but, you know, basically the premise is that Aaron is trying to convince his loyal viewers of a bunch of things that aren't true, whether it be that, you know, Cardiff is trying to get people canceled and there's emails that exist that weren't read. And, you know, all these things, I actually am a coach, all the stuff you guys have been talking about, all of this stuff is easily provable. So he's lying to people. And if anyone takes the time to look it up, or if someone sends them a link to a video or anything like that, they're going to be like, oh, Aaron's lying to us. This is not a good long-term strategy to build an audience, because your audience needs to trust you and think that you're telling them what's up. And so especially if they're just watching you, they're like, all right, I trust Aaron. He's going to tell me what's going on. And then as soon as you start realizing, like, oh, that's not true. And that's not true. No one's going to listen anymore. And what's crazy is when he does that, when he goes in and tells things that anyone who's watching him from our standpoint know he's lying, he goes, the people who are loyal to the show hate this part. They don't even want me talking about this. Then why are you even addressing it?
Right.
It'd be so much easier to never even talk about
it. But he opens his show with it. My name comes out of his mouth now before the music is faded down.
And it's like, good morning.
It's like I had a Opie quote tweeting me. I don't know if you saw it the other day, but I wrote a thing like Opie was doing his thing where he's just like talking about what a loser Anthony Kumi is. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you both got your heads up your ass. I go like, if you can't understand that, like, one of you is the gas and one of you is the match, and like together you did this amazing thing, and then you got your head too far up your ass to ever recover. I go, Opie from 15 years ago would stomp the sad pity cake of what the fuck ever this is that you're doing now. Like, this is shit, and you have to know that. And he just quoted it, and he was just like, Anthony stinks, and it's just like the fact that I'm making you tweet me. I listened to you. I go, I hope, and I tagged Anthony. I go, I hope Anthony Kumi never acknowledges my existence. Like, that's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
But that's how I feel like Aaron. It's like, if you have this big audience, and he does all these mind games to himself. I assume it's all for him. Anyone who watches me on Melton Show is actually a fan of Steel Toe. I count those as listeners. Everyone watching me loves me. It's like, you know, I don't know how you know, but you know the tip. You know it's more than 50% are rooting against Aaron and hate Aaron. And
well, almost 100% of the YouTube, because I watch the comments.
I don't even want to speculate that it's 90 or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, it's the majority. No one would argue. It's majority.
His live chat now is just hate. Like, there's very few people.
It's pretty funny, too. Yeah, props to Corndiff.
That's why I quit reading it and only read Rumble.
Yep.
Corndiff, I don't know if you saw this, sent him that video, Tart of the Rings, of him, the first fight of him backing out of it. Like a supercut, and he wouldn't play it. And he said to Corndiff, I'll send you your $5 back for the Rumble link. But and Corndiff tweeted him his Venmo, and Aaron just, nah.
Nothing. Dude, this is his undoing. He doesn't have a sense of humor about himself. He can't roll with the punches. He has to be the winner every time. When he was saying his record against you is 30-0 or whatever it is, and it's so provably incorrect when you break down all the things you predicted that actually ended up happening and how bad his life is compared to just 1 year ago.
And what he focuses on, how he frames it, shows you his mindset, because he's doing this 0-30, 0-12 thing now. It's like, this coach boxing thing is in his head because he's never done this. Oh, we're speaking in terms of a fight record. Melton's 0-. Right. It's like, who's 0-what? Who's 0-what?
No, he's Melton, 2.
Melton's in A. Melton's never fought. So we don't know how good Melton is. We know how good Aaron is. 0-2.
Someone on his someone super chatted. I'm like, why does your record 2? And Aaron's response is, other than you're hearing this stuff, you guys, whatever you hear, you want to believe it.
Right.
Just believe it. It's like, on Twitter. I just saw it.
He's tagged in it. He's seen it. You know he's seen it.
Kyle, that's an interesting. Yeah. Just to build on that point, I haven't seen your video yet, but Aaron's position of power that he has between his real life and his audience is the ignorance of each other. Like, his real life people don't realize what's happening with the audience, like what his show actually is. He just says, I host an internet radio show and that's my job. And they assume, that's really cool. And to his audience, he says, I coach at the gym. I mentor all these kids. I'm an integral part of that system. And we're like, well, we don't know any different. So,
right. Because you're supposed to get out of your car and go to work at that point and not watch anything else.
The streams are crossing. He is starting to lie about what someone is saying to another member of that audience. Like, as the channels have connected, he's trying to maintain this distance between them.
Well, but Lemmy and Granny are an example of this. Like,
right. But he can cast away Lemmy and Granny without any interference in his own personal life. The gym is such a big part of him. The boxing is so large that I think if he crosses Scott, like Coach Scott, that's a huge blow to him, and he's playing with fire. He's misrepresenting Scott, who seems like a no-nonsense kind of guy.
It's like I said today, the way he's going, like, dude, like, Scott's been bugging me that I need to get my thing, And it's like, yeah, I think the conversations are going differently. I don't think you're laughing about the emails. I think when you say stuff like, oh yeah, Scott told me I better, like, yeah, I'm not an official. He's like, you are a coach. Like, don't worry about it. You're just not like an official coach. It's like these conversations aren't happening. And then when you say I get paid to be a coach, and then you start challenging people to show up there and fight you and start making fun of obese people who would try to come work out. It's like, okay, well, now you work for a gym and you're making fun of obese people. Like, okay, well, that's not a good look for a gym.
But there's so many things to break down here when Aaron claims to be a coach. And one of them is the example of that fight we saw him in where he got knocked out, TKO in the first round. His technique is terrible. I mean, he's not a good boxer.
He's like, I don't know a lot about boxing, but he backs away and he's got the reach.
Right. Yeah, he's not taking advantage of his strengths in the ring. He looks intimidated. He got hit hard with his guard down. And he's pretending that he knows all these techniques and stuff like that.
Why are
that.
All like, you dumb fucks believing you lying eyes over me?
Right.
I can explain why he does that, Carl. He's said this on his show. He likes to spend the first round trying to just last that round.
Download information. He's downloading information.
Well, that backfired to that match.
Right. Right. He didn't have enough bandwidth to handle all the information.
I don't like to jump on any Goombas on level 1-1. I like to...
I just like to see how they move so that I'm prepared for them on level 2.
Oh, never mind.
But yeah, he wants to last level 1 so that the other guy is spent a little bit and he knows how he moves, and so he can come in and win the other 2 rounds. Because
what's his strategy
round.
Against us? Because he's fighting 5 of us. Is he going to the first round against each of us just feeling out?
Yeah, that's why they were going 3 rounds.
Okay.
There's
Haley, shut up.
I know. I'm just taking it all in. You're all making points I've already thought. So I'm like, yep, check. Well, you were saying the other day, though, that he would be spent before he got to you. If you had to do an order today, how many of you, okay, let me back up. With the 2 that aren't supposed to be able to do it, do you have replacements for that? And if not, what is the order that you would go in if you had to do it right now today?
Again, it would be like that. Lily chick banging the 100 dudes. There'd be a line out the door. Replacing 2 people is not...
It's not difficult.
It's not going to be a problem. But this pussy is going to be hurt when we're done. I don't know.
Most eager is Tukey. I think Tukey goes into the ring first to humiliate.
James Baumer said he would pay $10,000 to fight Aaron.
Okay. Well, maybe he gets first dibs then.
That'd be great.
It was funny because someone told me that Dick Matchison said he didn't want to fight him. He didn't even know that he was called out. I did a bonus show with him this week, and I go, yeah, you know, Aaron talked about boxing. He goes, he did? It's like, what the fuck? So he's definitely in. There's a replacement right there.
Nice.
I think that the reason he's so mad, it has to be he's misrepresenting these conversations with Scott, and he's actually like getting scolded a little bit. But what that's doing is making him talk more shit. And today he's literally like, I get paid by the gym to coach. I'm a coach for the gym. I get paid. The gym pays me to coach. I coach and the gym pays me to coach. And I am a registered licensed coach.
This is the crazy part. He's dying on this sword. None of us care.
Right.
None of us are impressed right. by this. If he came out and just goes, guys, I don't actually coach. I just like to hang out there and spar.
Blood in the water. Right. Yeah, he could be like, I use the word coach is not correct because that does mean an actual licensed term. But yeah, I train people. I work with people. And I am a mentor.
I offer advice. Yeah,
right. Like,
right.
And it'd be over. And yeah. We'd all be like, and like, that'd be, right. It'd be it. But like, what's happened? And he loves to use the term blood in the water. He is spazzing about this. He came on trying to, guys, you don't understand what coaching is. Yesterday, he was trying to teach us what coaching actually means.
Right.
And then he did the thing like, no, Scott knew what he was doing. You have to say he was speaking in code. But it's like, there's no code on earth that just means the opposite of what you're saying.
Well, also,
like, there's no code where not a coach means a real actual coach. Like, what are you talking about?
He also just made up out of nowhere that a guy from USA Boxing was emailing, and that's why Scott didn't even have a trouble.
He didn't even have a printout of that one. That's the first one he didn't have a printout of.
Yeah, well, funny how that works out.
But before that, he said that the that person was actually Patrick at Nobody Likes Onion stuff.
Right, yeah, that was the first story.
Yes. And then I showed the emails, and that wasn't true. And then he's like, actually, there were two emails. It's like, what?
You know what? Okay, real quick,
you
Moody.
Guys Sorry.
I'm sorry. I got to get this out. I don't know anyone else who isn't a liar who tells you about conversations they have with people where it's like, and then I said, and then he said, and then I said, and then Scott comes up. And he's like, hey, that fat fuck emailed me again. And I'm like, really? What a fat fuck. He's like, I know, right? We high-fived. Like, every person in the conversation has the same voice. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not a real, these aren't two different people talking.
He went on this rant and it ended with like the most pathetic high school girl, like, nah, 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 thing. He was like, he was talking about the thing for a minute and then it switched off. He was like, and Scott and I talked about it and he told me you got to get your safe sport thing. And I was like, I know. And so that's going to be settled soon. And so now, Patrick, we all know that you're really, really fat. And it's like,
right. What?
And we're supposed to believe that him, that Scott is this retarded giggle box also who's over there like, oh, fatty emailed me again. It's like, no, that's you. That's you right. Feeling. You're feeling. Right.
Scott, this Scott guy wouldn't talk like that. I'm so glad you tried right. to call him today. I'd love to hear him. But what Scott, were you going to say, Moody?
Scott doesn't know who Patrick Melton is. Like,
no. Patrick wasn't on the email.
Right. Why would he know who Patrick Melton is? Why would he know that Patrick Melton is fat? Like, that's it. And why would he make fun of him and to Aaron? Like, it's a weird lie.
He's going to start calling Scott like he bugs the police station. Like, guys, here's what Melton did today on his show. Just so you know, in case anybody calls down there. I just wanted to let you know the latest update. And Scott's going to eventually be like, we don't care.
He's going to be like, look, this is what he looks like. Here's his picture. He's threatened to come down during the fight. He was calling and harassing the boxing gym.
The other fight's at Mr. Jim's. It's not at St. Cloud Boxing. Because St. Cloud Boxing doesn't have high enough ceilings to actually box. But so it's going to be at a real place with a real ring.
But the Scott in the email and the Scott that Aaron, you know, says is Scott sounds like completely
two totally different people.
Yeah, it's like, well, but we can read what he's saying here. And that's why I feel like he came out and was like, oh, well, he thought it was somebody from USA Boxing.
And even if it's true, Scott's trolling Aaron because right. Scott's emailing us professionally. And Scott did copy right. 9 other boxing coaches in on this, okay, which is very humiliating to Aaron. So I understand why Aaron's freaking out, but yeah, then Scott's telling us he's not a coach. Scott's trolling Aaron at best. Right.
But it just goes back to, why are you even trying to spin this? It just makes you look stupid when you do this. Even the people who might have your back, some of them are going to look at this, and I forgot who put together it might have been so thorough. Joe Burrow put together a great compilation of him talking about it, then you talking about it, then him, then you.
Yeah.
And it shows the evidence right there on the screen. Like, someone who's a fan of his is going to see that and just go, oh, okay. Aaron's been lying to me this whole time. I can't trust anything he says.
Because Haley on Pretty Antisocial has been watching clips of Aaron at the gym, like sparring and during one of his coaching sessions.
Hilarious.
And he's just because there's this guy, there's this other coach. I don't think he's a coach, but the other guy that is Aaron, at the same level as Aaron.
Member of the gym.
Yeah, does janitor. Live streams. He does live streams of the training sessions. And there's only one person coaching in those, and it's Coach Scott. And he seems like a genuinely good role model to the kids. It's like, look, if you don't get good grades, I'm not letting you in the ring. Because if you can't think, you can't fight. Like, he's that sort of guy. And Aaron's just walking around in the background strapping gear on while no one else is. It's have you seen people, this, Carl?
People have said him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the other thing that I wanted to do, and that's why this is on the screen, is I don't know much about boxing. So I wanted to look into some of the background around this George Foreman 5-1 fight. Because it's a big deal to Aaron, and he's like, I want to do it like George Foreman did. And so this is the Wikipedia page from here. And the parallels are insane. And what would happen if you go ahead with it does not bode well for Aaron.
He always wants to do, he's like, dude, I want to do like Amelia Earhart, man. I want to like get out there and like go across the ocean. It's like, yeah. What happened?
So basically, after Foreman lost to Muhammad Ali, he wanted to like make a comeback. So he would fight 5 contenders in one night following his first loss to Muhammad Ali and a subsequent year-long hiatus, which is very similar to Aaron. The event was meant to re-spark interest in Foreman and showcase his strength and ability to knock out opponents. Very much like Aaron. The first criticisms came as the opponents Foreman was fighting were revealed to be journeymen with subpar or inexperienced records. Very much. He's like, get a license. None of you are licensed or boxers. This energy transferred over to the night of the event as Foreman was met with boos from the crowd, as well as antagonistic chants of Ali, Ali, Ali,
and
as
hello. He made his appearance
and walked out to the ring. While in the ring, Foreman began to verbally spar with Ali, so they'll go back and forth. After knocking out opponents, Foreman would walk over to his corner and begin to taunt Ali, to which Ali responded by yelling advice to Foreman's opponents mid-fight. Foreman was met with jeers all throughout the night as the crowd grew increasingly displeased at Foreman's defeats of his first 3 opponents, all by knockout. After the initial victories, Foreman, now completely enraged and exhausted, was unable to beat his last 2 opponents, who were met with cheers and applause for lasting against the former champion. The event was initially meant to bolster support for Foreman's comeback, though the public was now even more unsure of his abilities.
Wow.
And the sad thing is, it all started because they just invited him out to sign some grills.
Fuck you.
How about we fight, all of you?
That's the event that he's basing his counteroffer against. It didn't go well for Foreman.
That's hilarious.
Or is he a Kaufman-esque Coach, genius?
How are you going to lose 20 pounds in a month, especially with all the protein shakes you keep ordering?
Biology and chemistry aren't real. It's just something Melton made up to lie to his audience.
Right.
I do biology and mass emails.
Mass, I know this word.
Mass,
fuck,
as it were, is a function of the number of molecules in a given object. Objects are nature's way of organizing quantum probability into inevitability.
Oh, fuck.
Once
we got
a quantum
lot of these.
State is observed, I quit.
All right, we got to catch up with these. No more Matt, please. Jesus Christ. On the show or on my show. Thank you. Coach Pants Maestro. Everyone's making their name Coach. This has him so shook he was seriously considering eating butter this week. He almost gave me a number, but then started dry heaving thinking about it. He's going to honestly break. I told you all from the beginning, I'll make this man eat butter. I told you from the beginning.
And then we'll have our butter anniversaries every year.
Oh, yes. This
will become our big event.
No, he'll do that. He'll be like, this is the anniversary of the day, butter. Or as we call it,
the buttering.
The buttering.
Come to my gym and get in shape, unless you're not in shape and want to change that. Fatties who would fail a physical need, not apply. Those are the rules at every gym.
Fuck.
I, too, am a coach.
That was $100.
$100 well spent. Yes. Thank you, DK. I, too, am a coach. Junior Fishing 92, put me in, coach. Coach, I'm remarkable, as it were.
Put me in, too, coach.
Oh, sorry. Put me in, too, coach.
Put me into coach.
Put me into coach. Well, there's a coach, picture of me.
Coach is clearly the better one because first class are still in class, and coach is like teaching. So
it's true. I'm a coach, as it were. Notice me. Yeah, I don't understand. I didn't know that this was such a big part of it, of who he was. Like, he's wrecked because he really is wrecked because of this.
Is it only because he challenged us to boxing matches? Is that why?
I think it's important. I think he tells Slam Piece, you know, what he does down there. I think, again, you use, like, I teach troubled youth boxing on the, you know, like, it's like a cool line. And I also think that, let me think about it for a second. Okay.
Sorry. I can't wait to see Mubi at his boxing recital in February.
But Carl, it did actually come out of his challenge review, because this originated, I think, from the Reddit, where Girl Friday was the one who read up about the, because he said, I can't fight you in a ring. I can't fight you in a match without you being licensed. Otherwise I get my license revoked because it breaks the boxing code.
Right.
And she posted about all the things that he is violating through his criminal charges.
I think a lot of it is for his image. So like, he's told people this for so long and it makes him masculine to be a boxer, because we know he wrestled before this. He tried wrestling and it was like, boxing's cooler. You don't have to do as much legwork. So I think just like radio, I think the appearance of it is more important than actually doing it. Which is right, why he's never
to radio for free. He's like, don't pay me any money. I just want to be able to say I'm on the radio in the morning.
Don't pay me any money. I just want to say that I'm a boxing coach.
Yep.
He doesn't need to have the safe sport thing, and he doesn't need to actually corner any fights. He's got a booklet.
Right.
But it's like, we could all just go get that. We could all just fill out a form and pay $90.
Technically, I am a couch.
Throwback to Aaron's tattoo ideas Pinterest board on April's Pinterest. There were only two things on that, and that was boxing gloves and a microphone.
And a microphone.
The only
And now
things.
April's gone, boxing's gone, and the microphone's
that's
almost
so
gone.
Sad.
That is, those are
always got.
That's the cornerstones of his personality, and they're one by one, they're systematically being pulled away from him.
What happens when the cornerstones of a cornerstone of a good day go away?
The only thing I wrestle these days is my sexuality.
I got to say, you know, when you talk about his personality, he's also a sports fan. That's a big part of his personality.
Well, you can never take his 12th man jersey away from
him. Yes, he watches all the sports. Got to give him that.
That's what I said. Like, I feel like he's out there on the field listening into the huddle.
Yeah.
And then, like, runs in the silence, like, this, and then tells everyone, like, this is going to be good. Watch. We came up with a good one out there. And it's like, you're not on the team. He talks about every Vikings game afterwards, like he had involvement.
He uses,
like, he's on the boosters of the college team.
He uses we pronouns. Like,
yes.
We did.
Goes to Mr. P. Goes to the coach, Mr. P. My next P.O. box is going to be hotter than April's box.
Hot Pockets.
Gross. Coach Toe Clips. I got a splice job of all of Coach's wins coming up. Oh, no. The first, we listened to him and April talking about the first fight today, and she just kept talking about how bloody he was. And she said that even after he got home, like days later, she came downstairs and he'd just be gushing blood all of a sudden. So he had two fights. They didn't last a minute and he bled a lot.
He has thin skin, so that makes sense.
Sorry, Haley, go.
No, you're fine. Didn't she say that he wanted to throw the medal away that they gave him?
Yeah, because it was covered in blood. They gave him a loser medal, and it was covered in blood.
Participation.
But he legitimately kept his shoes that had a blood spot on them, and he kept bragging about that blood spot from his fight. He would take pictures of it all the time, and he's posted it more than once on his Twitter.
He loves posting the same photo of that gym. Carl, can you send Lucy Tightbox instead? We want to know. Safe sport compliant coach, standalone cake horse. Did you hear him today talk about the, oh, really? Tell me I don't have my official USA boxing non-athlete coaching card. It's like, yeah, you really made up a thing there, didn't you? It's insane. Coach, I'm not saying my fighter has a weak jab, but last time I threw one, the opponent asked if it was a question.
Aaron, you are not a boxing coach. Just stop it already. Stop the lies.
Oh, I'm not a fucking boxing coach, huh? What are you going to say next? That I wasn't a radio man? Maybe something crazy like I don't fuck right and can't make you come? Sad, April. It's sad.
Why do you keep spreading these lies about your boy? Scott Boxington, Aaron Splooge eating coach. Aaron Splooge eating coach. You'll never cancel the toe, as it were, if you will. 0 to 176. Nice try, onions. We're having a miserable time over here seething. The ghost of Coach Mr. P. Stop fucking yelling, Spaz Carl.
I will!
Coach, Carl, time to get in the showers. Taps your man bun. Larry's puckered asshole. Hitting record archives, Carl. Suggestions?
They got an amazing collection of vinyl if you're into vinyl, and there's a lot of tchotchkes there. You'll have fun.
So the record store has records is your recommendation?
It is one of the biggest record stores you've ever seen. It's very impressive.
He's asking for suggestions, and your suggestion is records.
I don't know what kind of music he's into. I don't. How do I help with that? It's walking distance from my house, though.
So I'm going to McDonald's. What should I get? Try the food.
food there, Aaron.
Shit Show says he's having a coachy time. Remember the Rocky? He's having a Rocky time. He really thinks he's a fighter. Oh, fuck.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first inaugural K-Box radio show. Coming at you live from St. Cloud Boxing. I'm your DJ, Coach Flapjacks. We're going to bring you week-old stale stories. While we have fun, brought to you by Narcs Anonymous, Iowa, Sichon, Zitos, and Masopai. If you feel like squealing, come to a meeting for the grease. Also, remember, I'll be MC at Scott's Laugh Factory, where we laugh and laugh.
Yes, they do love to laugh, the two. Scott and him have laughed at me so much this week, and I'm mad about it.
Cape Coral police are going to charge me with trespassing, and John called the club and got my show canceled. Woe is me. Woe is me.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if John got Chad's show canceled? I don't think John has that capability. Chad, the thing is, Chad can get on the phone and make shit happen. He's like believable. John's too flubby to really get a point across. Nola, Steve, one thing in amateur boxing is keep your hands up. This idiot moves around like he's Mayweather defense and speed. No wonder why homeboy lit him up.
Yep.
Oh, apparently the Chad thing is true. Like people in the chat.
John got Chad's show canceled?
Yep.
Holy shit. These guys, but this is what I'm saying. These guys all deserve each other.
Right.
But also, like, getting a comedy show canceled. I've talked about this a few times. Dave Smith was here at the comedy club.
We want it. Yeah, we want to see the comedy show.
We had, no. What I was going to say is, so Dave Smith is here and Antifa shows up. 40 people show up. The news shows up to watch it. They're all protesting. He's an anti-Semite, even though he's Jewish. And they're trying to get the show shut down. They did every show. The comedy club did not shut down the shows because Dave Smith sells tickets. That's all it is. If Chad's getting shows canceled, it's because he's not selling tickets.
Right, right.
That's what it comes down to.
Dude's cheater, say hello. Who's the dude's cheater? This is a new one. I don't know who that is. The coach of Coach Mr. P. Carl, are you cry when I knock the dust off JJ old goat? Old pussy. Looks like a goat. Do you cry?
There's no dust.
Carl,
there.
Do you cry?
Do people think that vaginas collect dust over time?
Also, you have to knock the
if
dust.
If they're wet
off,
enough,
like,
they do.
How firm is she?
Also, didn't you fuck her last week? Why is there dust?
Yeah.
Coach, okay, boys, the strategy is to punch your opponent's fists with your face until they tire out, as it were.
He's just headbutting the fists. That's what's happening.
Got it.
It's his weapon of choice.
Nice try. I was birth coach for two of my kids. I was court ordered from attending Gooey's birth. Another win for Coach Toe.
That's funny.
Was that weapon of choice a reference to the video he played last week? He was watching that video, the weapon of choice video with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. I didn't know if you were making a weapon of choice reference to that. He was like, did Christopher Walken do all these stunts?
He's so stupid.
Yeah, Aaron. Yes, he's flipping around. Coach Keel, Everyone's a coach. It's going to drive him nuts. Guys, don't joke around. Coach is like a real thing. You have to get a card.
It's a protected title.
Yes. We're a protected class. Mm-hmm. Scott is so done with Aaron. He's the one at the gym, I am sure, who just annoys the shit out of everyone there. Would love to see Scott ban him. Yes, email Scott and ask Don't what's Scott. The current status.
Don't email Scott. Stop it.
No, don't be rude. Be professional. It's a gym. You're allowed to contact the man. Get in touch and just see what's the current status with the laughter. Are they still laughing?
Don't do that. Don't
Did you laugh don't with these, Aaron don't today? These don't print this. Say don't print this at the end of every email. Then they're not allowed to print it.
Right.
This
rising
is-
up back on the street. Did my time. Took my chances. Went the distance. Now I'm back on my feet. Just a man in his will to survive. It's the eye As of the were. Toger.
It's the eye of the toger.
Right.
Thank good. You.
What was that?
That was on my board. I love retired Rosie O'Donnell. I got to get that on my super tip.
Oh,
system.
Fuck.
Thank yes. you.
That's my wife. That's Slow Wife.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll add Slow Wife to you.
Thank you, buddy.
This is the greatest show, Coach Ubiquity. Thank you very much.
On Vikings football days, I stand around with my jersey and headphones on and call plays like I'm the coach, as it were, if you will. Remarkable.
Watching football with that guy would suck so bad.
You know
I told you it'd be a running play. Did I say it'd be a running play?
He gets an 80-inch TV just so everyone's life size, and he can pace with his little headset mic. Right.
Ref, come here, ref.
Slampies, get the Gatorade. Pour it on me. Get it up. We'll dump some out if it's too heavy.
That's amazing.
Just a cup of Gatorade.
He's going to buy her shoulders.
We're seething.
I have been a Special Olympics coach for 30 years running. My specialization is athlete nutrition.
Yes. I like the joke that him putting two under his record is like me putting yes under weight. Just, it's like, what? Did you not understand the assignment? But sure, he's the only one who just wrote two. It's like, they're not asking how many times you lost, idiot.
I bet, because it's the same handwriting for all of them. So I think one person was noting it down. And when he was asking for his record, he said, well, it's kind of up in the air because the first one, yes, I did lose. But the second one, the guy was kicked out of USA Boxing and all the fights are no contest. So they're actually 1-1. But some people say, oh, and so the guy's just like.
Either way, when you add them together, it's two.
It's two.
So just put two.
Just put two.
And then they're like, I don't get paid enough for this. It's fine. Jay Dabbler, good to see you guys. I'm just here to tell Moody he sucks. He knows.
Thanks for checking in, Jay Dabbler. I appreciate it.
He knows. Coach Darkside Aaron, Carl, would you actually fight Aaron, all BS aside?
If we were all doing a boxing thing, I would definitely participate in it, but I'm not looking to fight anyone.
We'd put him in first. We'd put Carl all in right. first. Fresh meat.
I would do that.
But in a 5v1, like, look, the outcome is if you lose, you're supposed to lose. Like
he wanted to go with me last, though. Like, right. Like I'm gonna knock the shit out of him while he's gassed. Like he'll be so gassed. 15 rounds against anyone,
right?
And so I'm just gonna come in fresh. I mean, I will be. I'll have been laughing very hard, so I'll probably be tired too.
But if he wins, he proves nothing. It's like
right.
You've been right. training at boxing for years against people who don't. Even
it's
have
the, it's the George Foreman thing you just read,
right?
It proved nothing. It did nothing for him. Everyone still hated him,
right? You lose if you lose, and you lose if you win. Like there's no good.
Or you could have had everything paid for and come out and had a good time.
Yeah, kid just said yes.
Max Springwell breaking stuttering. John just got Chad's gig in Cape Coral canceled. tonight and called the police to charge him for trespassing at Stuttering John's house. Oh, Carl, you're missing. You're going to have an emergency show tonight. All
right, I got to go. I'll see
you. Coach Haley, you're doing a great job. Says thanks, Coach Ragleg. Everyone's changing their name to Coach.
First, you tell me April's going to divorce me just because she isn't on the show anymore. Then you tell me I'm not a radio guy just because I paid to put myself on air and no station will have me. Now you tell me I'm not a boxing cuz just because I can't box and I'm not a coach. You haters must be seething.
Did you hear the part, Carl, where he made the statement that he's like, I don't want to get my safe sport and become a real coach because when I go to matches, I'm a fighter.
Yeah, and then he also said, yeah.
But he's like, but I'm a coach. That's why I haven't been fighting. Right, it's like, yeah. It's just like, I can't with this fucking guy. The ghost of coach of the ghost of Mr. Beast changed it again. Carl, you even laugh like a loud dork. Hashtag locker in high school.
What do you mean laugh?
This is...
Nerd!
There's actually something interesting... I was thinking about if the Vikings are done, this is going to free up
yes,
a significant portion of Aaron's time. It is the dead middle of winter, as you're probably aware, Carl, and depression is real.
Oh yeah, it sucks, especially in the Midwest.
Like you said, this is not a good this whatever this is that he just hit and now is. Altered his trajectory, losing the coaching thing. This fight thing was just handled so, like, that was just the wrong way to handle the invite. No thanks, pedo, was probably the easiest way to handle it.
Mm-hmm. I think the best one would have been, sure, I'll take you up on it. I'm only there for 2 hours, and you're paying me an equal payout to everyone
right.
else. Like, throw that out.
First of all, no one wanted you to talk for more than 2 hours, and if we wanted you to, we all know you would. So, right. Aaron... Don't pretend you don't want to talk.
It's literally handling it in any other way was a better way to handle it.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if like this lack of the Vikings now to root for and the amount of brain power he burns on like who we're going to put in and what we should do. And
well, he's got the Timberwolves, right? Doesn't he just like switch to another sport?
I don't think so. I've never really heard him go on about basketball like he does the Vikings.
No, that's true. He's a big Vikings
So fan. I'm wondering if this like starts... We've got a dark weekend here. He's not got any shows. Everyone, when he comes back Monday, is going to be named Coach and calling him Coach.
See, and he's just the kind wondering... of guy, though. And Haley, you were talking about this earlier before I came on. You're talking about how he just seems depressed. He just doesn't have the energy. He starts off his show. It's low energy. He's not having any fun doing the show. But I always think this about Stuttering John, too, where I'm just like, oh, my gosh, everything's going wrong for him. And then he comes back on the show. He's just like, hello, everybody. It's like he has this mask on and he pretends so hard that things are going well that he'll, like, push it 180 from where he really is. He'll be even more excited and happier than ever.
Well, I'm not sure if you were listening at the beginning of the show, but like I said he came onto his show during one of the in the last couple of days saying, I haven't been this excited to start a show in a very long time.
It's like, but you tell us you love your thank you guys. I love you. I love my show.
I used to joke about, we'd get a compliment in our subreddit or something. And people would be like, wow, this was the best episode of WTP I've heard in a long time. I'm like, that's not a good thing. I know you're trying to say something nice, but that actually is kind of fucked up. I don't like that.
It's like, you actually look good today.
Right, yeah.
What do you mean?
Thanks.
Yeah, sorry, Haley.
I think Slam Pete's will try to... Slam Pete's has been trying to guide him. We know this. And I feel like she texts him during the show sometimes when he makes mistakes. Like, this whole boxing thing, again, he just says things too fast. If he would have run this by her... I'm sure she would have been like, that's not the, don't do it like that. But she this week texted him about the Twister thing, I guess, and said, like, how long are you going to do this?
No one wants a $100 Twister, dummy.
It's funny because we talked about it. He said he was going to do it from now on. And then right. he mentioned that she was like, how long are you going to do this? And he was like, probably all of January. And so I love that she's like kind of going like, honey, how long are you gonna the Twister is a reminder that you were too scared to get fully nude because of your button penis.
Well, that's what I love about it is that when
in Aaron the polycule,
when Aaron tries to lean into something, he does it the exact wrong way.
It's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
why are you bringing up Twister? That was an embarrassing story about how you did two whole bumps.
No one wants this. No one wants a Twister.
Do you think he's going to start subtracting Twister cost from the goal? So if someone pays 100, it actually goes down 30 because
we take out 30 for the Twister.
Right.
Well, I did you guys happen to catch this earlier in the week that now that he's putting out clips, now that he's putting out clips of his show and he's making some income from YouTube on these clips, he's lowered the morning goal by $20.
First of all, he lowered the morning goal by $20 already. We've just forgotten, and it went back up to $350.
Correct.
So in a month, the morning goal will be $350 again, and he will stop clipping because it's not working, the clips.
I wish Aaron would stop with this exact amount of dollars needed thing. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. Yeah. No one else is following this logic that you need exactly $350, but now I got 20, so now it's $330. Like, whatever, it's a rounding error. Who cares?
You have a business where it's like, you should be like, we had a good year.
Yeah.
We didn't have a good year. You make plenty of money to keep the show on the air, which you claim is your goal. Like, keeping your show on the air costs $29 for cable internet and a YouTube account. That's what your show costs. You own everything. You're up and running. This thing where you're like, we got to get off now. We have to go because we didn't raise enough money to keep the show on. It's like, what are you? So, yeah, it should just be like, oh, man, it was a rough year. We made 60K. Oh, it's a great year. We made 150K. Whatever it is.
That's how life works. Yeah,
that should be your attitude.
Works. Correct. Yeah.
But his whole thing is like, oh, we didn't get 350 today because the economy, or because the Vikings lost, or because we talked too much about politics, or Johnny wasn't here, or like he needs a reason. I bet he has a logbook where he writes down like didn't make the goal again today. Johnny's sick.
Like right, Vikings lost. Yeah, right.
Patrick, can you put up this what I'm sharing? Carl, you said he's now making more money because he's putting clips up.
Yeah.
What for more money than a month ago? More views than a month ago? I mean, what's more views? It's down.
Wow.
It's down. Like, what are you talking about? You were going down, then you started putting clips up, and now you're like you were back in December 16th to December 23rd.
Well, he's monetizing those clips, and you make like, I don't know, 5 cents per thousand views. So. Mm-hmm.
Some of them have almost 1,000 views.
There you go.
Yeah, more money than you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, I don't know. Mersh is willing to be my friend as well. I don't know if you heard, Carl.
I did. He hates that he says it, but you're on to something from time to time.
He said he might even, he said we probably can't afford him. But like if we asked him to come out to Vegas, the Hackamania, do some shows. He might.
Oh, I didn't hear that he might actually come. I heard that we couldn't afford, or you couldn't afford him. I didn't know that.
I said that I talked to a lot of people who ran that Tampa event, and apparently he doesn't sell tickets, and we're good.
They did. ROTC, I heard you saying that. ROTC definitely had people come out to the show.
Mm-hmm.
What was weird about their audience was that ROTC and me, we did the first hour together. And then I brought on some different people from WATP, and those guys went off. And all of the people who came to see them hung out with them in the green room for the rest of the show.
Mm.
It was very odd. It was like,
yeah, I think he even said, I don't want to hang out with all those fucking Dabbleverse losers.
Like, well, cool.
Well, that's what we're doing at Hackamania.
Right, yes. It's a weird thing to have people come out to your show and not support the show and to encourage that. Be like, yeah, let's hang out in the green room. I think Carl got a bunch of beers back here.
I'm not under any delusion that you all stay and watch every show at Hackamania. And by the way, you don't have to come up to me and tell me you don't watch my show.
Peter Sky Parker, I know you don't like me. It's fine.
So this happens to all of us, and none of us care. I can tell you're the only one who knows, and you feel awkward. We're not aware of it.
But Patrick,
they're not even. They come up and they go like, "Hey, man, I'm really here just to see Carl. I don't really watch your show."
Yeah, right. I know.
Cool. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
Like, we don't just come in and be like, "Hey, man, Tom. Cool, Tom. Thanks for coming." That'll be the conversation. We don't.
It's take a photo and then delete it. You know, just pretend that you're.
Or don't. We don't like taking photos either. You know, I got to lower the hump. It's a whole deal. We gotta get clearance. By the way, yeah, Hackamania May 9th through 11th. VIP tickets are going fast. I think by the beginning of February, the VIP
is failing. No, this whole event is failing. That's why they need the tow. It's not even. I love these people who are saying that it's failing. It's not until May. Well, it can't possibly fail yet, idiots.
Well, this is a good topic for this little piggy. You know, Aaron let it slip this week that he thinks Hackamania is a hate Aaron event.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like, you know, if your whole thing is like this guy sucks and has no inherent value, I think he learned inherent value like this week because he said it, he kept saying it.
Slappy, like, supposed to tell him that.
And then you want me to come out because you're not selling tickets and, you know, I'm the only person who could sell tickets. And you say I have no inherent value, but I clearly bring inherent value. So that's inherent value. And it would like, no, what made you think Hackamania is fuck Aaron?
Well, okay, that's retarded. That's a narcissist. He wants that to be the case. He wants it to all
it's like
be
when
about
he says,
him.
I'm the worst guy on earth. I'm your white whale. It's like, what?
But here's my question for you two guys, because, you know, we were all at Hackamania last year. Let's say that email you sent and you're like, hey, all expenses paid. Come on out, hang out with us or do a show, whatever you offered. Let's say that Aaron said, I'm there. How many more tickets do we sell knowing that Aaron is there?
I think 10? A few, but yeah,
maybe
times.
Zero. I don't know anyone who'd just be like, I was on the fence, but Aaron's going to be there. Like, he doesn't add anything at all.
I think Aaron coming on this little piggy or your show or my show or whatever it is, people go like, this has been 2 years. Let me see these two guys in the same room. Also because they're like, maybe they'll fight. Maybe they'll,
well, those are the people who are already coming, though. I agree with you. People will be interested to see that.
I bank that maybe he can sell 10 tickets that'll cover his shit, you know? But maybe it, not. You're right. Maybe not.
I think the seats during that show would be full. Like, everyone who's there would want to attend that just in case something did. Like, whatever happens.
Definitely.
Not saying that someone's going to physically be hurt, but it's just whatever fireworks go off, right?
Right.
But I don't think many new people will be there. But to go
I think
say,
he'd sell a few. He would sell a few, but
to go and say that the whole
promo code
event,
coach.
He literally like said they can't do it without me. He said they can't do it without me. It's like, it's so stupid when the last one was bigger than any event you've ever thrown.
Well, yeah, like, that goes back to what I was saying before. It's like when you say these things, when you say that Patrick's almost done, his show is almost over, it's going to be over, and then all those things don't come true, and Hackamania goes off without a hitch, and it's a big, successful event. It's like, but you said all these things, like you were lying or you're wrong. Like, stop talking. Why would anyone listen to this guy? He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, to say that the event is failing, though, and that it needs him, it's failing so much that it could afford to fly him and SP out,
right.
pay for their board, pay for food, and a stipend.
And we got more people this year than ever. I think I'm on 16 rooms now. I mean, we're like, we got OJ.
That's my fault. Friggin' all WTP.
Most of them are you. Most of them are you, but that's fine. Like, you are number one in the Chad Buzemach promo code rankings right now. But anything could change.
I know.
Who knows what could happen today?
Listen, you're only as good as you are tomorrow, not yesterday. I understand.
I believed in you all along ago. He's a slow horse, but when he gets going, when he gets galloping. No, but I think, he should have just, he could have agreed to come out and it would have been amazing because nobody here has any like aggression.
Right.
Well, I think you're dumb. I think you're fucking retarded. I think you're stupid, but I don't want to fight you. I don't want you to die. I don't want. It'd be funny to get in trouble with the gaming authority a little bit.
But he's such a wrestling fan. He could have planned something for this. He could have figured out an angle to come in you know, he thinks he's this big heel.
I'll only do it if you let me do steel toe. Yeah, you have to let me do steel toe live. Like, you could have made any demand.
Yeah, do a steel toe live where the audience doesn't like you. Like,
no, we got you on at 6 a.m. You got a 6 a.m. here.
I just want to say a piece because I think this really what sums up why Aaron is failing so bad in my eyes, the way that I see it. And I've said this before about people other than Aaron, but it holds true. Rich guys never tell you how rich they are. Successful guys don't tell you they're successful. Funny guys never tell you they're funny. Tough guys never tell you they're tough. The fact that Aaron has to tell us how successful he is and how badass he is in the boxing ring all the time tells me how insecure he is about these things.
The last time I got punched, I was me and the guy were laughing seconds before.
Right.
I did not see that coming.
It's the King Joffrey. No king has to say, I am the king. Like, if you like Game of Thrones.
Well, he was claiming before that he's up there with Bubba and Anthony Cumia as one of the top broadcasters of all time. I've never heard Anthony Cumia claim that he's a top broadcaster.
Yeah, I'm,
he doesn't Anthony feel Cumia like he needs coming to.
Out. I'm up there with Bubba and the Steel Toe Morning Show.
Right. But I mean, that just proves how A, insecure he is, and B, how it's not true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If Aaron, he's not going to come. Like, that's the thing is, like, he does this thing where he's like, they never, because he had a screenshot from my Discord or something where.
Dip that button peen into the ink and sign a Twister board, coach.
Jesus
Christ. That's fine.
Coach will get to him. Coach will get to him. He'll be like, I'm getting a little tired of the coach thing. He was funny in the beginning, but like, he'll it is a serious thing, guys. I'm a coach.
He will pretend it's funny to start with, but you've got to just push through that.
Oh, is that their new thing now? They're coping about me being a coaching? They're coping about my coaching?
Yeah, they're calling me by my actual title.
He said that I ran from the challenge or what? I've lost my fucking train of thought. He said I ran from the challenge or what? I had a really good fucking point. I'm too high for this, but I keep getting higher.
All right, Haley, what do you think about this?
She's gone. She's dead. We should get out. We should just leave. It was a slow one today. I think we're caught up.
I feel bad. I hope I didn't chase Haley away. She left twice after I came on.
We're not caught up. Hold on.
She's a mom. She needs to run off after the kids sometimes.
Okay.
Let me make this bigger. Can you imagine his post-fight interview, headgear on and mouthpiece in, even though it's been an hour since the fight?
Yep.
Yeah, but he puts it in early. He paces around the vending machine at the rec center.
Can I just give a quick shout out to our boy Rocco for releasing, if you remember on his channel, he released the behind the scenes of the last This Little Piggy episode. It's a video of actual Rocco as El Horrible working the puppet behind the scenes as we're doing the show. You can hear the whole show, and he's like reaching over and doing the fighting thing, and it's hilarious to watch.
That's going to be wild to just if that fight with Aaron ever happens, to see Rocco like Tukey, with a fighting.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
We won't allow that. USA Buck, look, dude, I wish, but like,
you can't be a puppet.
You can't have like a 16-ounce club on one hand and an 18-ounce puppet on the other, dude. It doesn't work like that.
How much does Tukey weigh? He's not a sanctioned.
Where's his physical? He's going to demand a physical from Tukey.
So, this is what I was going to say. He, Aaron did this thing where he's like, Melton, you got to be a big boy. You got to contact me via email. We can't do this by Kiwi Farms and stuff. Aaron's gone radio silent on me. I emailed him. He emailed back. You got to do this, 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 and this. And I go, great, done. Remember the first stipulation he emailed me was like, I'm not doing your Hackamania, bro. I'm not going to save your event. It's like, well, all right, that's not a stipulation of the boxing, but glad you got your feelings out. And then he moved on, but this is the point. I wrote back, yes, set it up. And now he's doing this thing where it's like, hey, I don't have your USA boxing cards. I don't have your physicals. Not one person has sent me their boxing card or physical. It's like, we're not going to get that done. That takes 10 minutes.
I'm not a boxer.
So we're not calling none until we know this is happening.
Yeah, I'm waiting until I have a match.
Also, again, you can't rely on Kiwi Farms, Aaron. You have to email me back. I'll sign a thing when you guys all show me your USA Boxing memberships and that you've gotten physicals. Now, I don't know why we can't sign a thing before that.
I'll sign a thing saying I will do that.
I told him I'll give you 10 grand if I don't show up because I'm in jail. I'll give you 10 grand if I don't show up because I didn't get a physical. I'll get 10 grand if I don't show the fuck up for whatever reason. This means if I do go to jail for hacking your hard drive, you get 10 grand.
Or for the coke that I plan on you when I get there.
Right.
Someone's going to slash your tires, Patrick.
Did you call into his show on Monday and just ask how
I'm officially accepting Melton's offer to be at Hackamania. Also, I'm good at being gay. I coached him into being gay.
So I speculated on this today because Nick's been talking a little differently. I think he signed something. I think it's done.
Oh.
Or something.
Yes.
But this is him saying,
talking about that. Yeah.
But this is him saying, I mean, this is him, right? Oh, it is. This is him.
I'm officially accepting Melton's offer to be at Hackamania.
Wow.
Also, I'm good at being gay. I coached him into being gay.
That's amazing. So well,
Nick
Riccata
will be at Hackamania now. And this means I'm going to get a cartoon of him drawn. We're going to put him on the poster. And ticket prices are going up. It's time.
Well, I think one thing we haven't touched on yet, though, and Haley, you probably are the most prepared for this, but this is court week, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
what have we got coming up in this week? What's on the cards?
So coming up Tuesday is April's court date, but, you know, I've seen this floating around where the judge had, I guess it was Judge Wentzel that said that once one of the co-defendants, I guess their case is heard or the sentencing hearing is heard, that April's case would be dropped.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I'm assuming Tuesday, maybe there's a continuance or something to get on the other side of Nick's court date, which is Friday, and then Aaron's court date is Wednesday, so should be a fun week.
So April didn't snitch. Like, that's the thing's always been like, is April gonna turn on them? But if she
and Nick Sorry? Made it and Nick fought for April,
yeah
April's getting dismissed and Nick's gonna get like probation.
And I will do anything for calm.
I have a follow-up unrelated question for Haley. All right. Imagine you're in Minnesota and you don't have, you're not married, right? You're a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
What frame of mind do you need to be in? Or like what's the psychological frame you need to be in to, I guess, get Aaron as a partner? Like,
oh, I know the answer.
Where's SP at? Like, how can she last this long and how can she agree to be in a relationship with a man like this?
Moody, I've asked this exact same question. I have no idea. I really don't, unless like the dating pool is this big in Minnesota. I have no idea. I asked that on our last show. What is wrong with SP?
The dating pool is small. There's no eligible bachelors. Is it better to be in a relationship with Aaron than nothing at all?
No, that's what I'm asking. And also, Jackie was talking to me about it and was like, well, I think it's just like a cult type thing where, you know, they see this person and they, all the red flags that come up, they sort of dismiss or excuse away. So I can't understand that kind of psychology where it's like, this is better than nothing. I love bombing. So it's fine.
He's a unemployed, felonious revenge porn wife beater. You don't think you can do better than that there?
He's super soft. I mean, he's got like a drop of man in him, and we only know that because he's reproduced. He's soft.
No, we know
he's got a drop of man in him, and it's Nick.
More than a drop. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I think it's because she's in Fasteners, and she believes any two things can belong together if you try hard enough.
Jesus. Or she sees the steel toe boots around the factory all day. And she's like, it's subliminal messaging.
Well, Moody might not want people to know this. One time Moody fell in love with a friend of mine who would often be on the show.
All right.
And he sent her from New Zealand a lump of coal.
Yes.
And told her to just grip it tight enough and that soon it would be a diamond.
Oh, that's kind of sweet, though, Moody.
Given time and pressure.
Yes.
I like that. That's cute. Right. But that's also what we get in our stockings if you're a bad kid at Christmas.
That was my initial thought. But
he actually sent her stockings, too.
Oh. I sent his stockings. I sent her a calendar.
A calendar with like pictures of you in it?
No, pictures of bacon. Oh. So Piggy related.
I want to see sexy Moody pics.
Oh.
A few
no, you don't.
I mean, Haley wants to see it.
So is that, like, do you think that the, because he was with SP back in his radio heyday when he cheated on his wife, right?
Right.
So could it just be like leftover feelings from that rather than her being a new person?
It's, yeah, they're both going back to what's comfortable. Right. Like he's so lazy. He's so minimal effort to anything. It's comfortable. And I guess for her,
I thought you meant April. I thought you meant Ashley.
No, SP.
Yeah, she could be a total head case.
Yeah.
You know, she has to be.
Right. His friends might be going like, what are you doing with her? We don't know.
Because the real question is, and again, I one of my questions for April will always be like, when did you start, like, as he's talking, just start going like, like, he's like, our numbers are up. We've never been better. We're the best. We're doing great. None of this bothers us. Another win for the town, like all this stuff. And she's losing her mind. Like, SP, we've been saying this from the beginning, like, you have to check into his reality to be with him. So, like, you do sell a part of your own soul to be with Steel Toe romantically, because unless you're in, again, unless he's Andy Kaufman and he's ahead of us all and they're laughing and laughing, like, look at them all scramble. But I don't believe that. He's admitted not. This has, it gives him acid reflux and nightmares.
Hold on, guys, this is easy. All right. Hey, I don't know where you live, but St. Cloud, Minnesota, very rural area, not a lot going on, not a lot to do. Aaron's an e-celeb. I mean, look at all the other jerk offs at the bar. What do? They ride a motorcycle.
Are you going to say incel?
I can't imagine how exhausting it would be to try to tap into his reality, like you said, Patrick. I cannot, like, it would take everything to keep up with it because he changes every other sentence. Like, you can't.
Well, he loses any critical thinkers very quickly. I think it's like, and then he turns on him. I've watched it happen with Lemmy and now Granny. It's like, his fans go like, yeah, but you talk about kid fucking way more than Patrick does. Like, you bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I'm just saying what Melton does. And it's like, yeah, but you seem hurt. Like, you're bringing it up every day out of nowhere. You keep bringing it up. And nah, dude, this guy's just a fucking Melton ball washer. You love it. Hello. You and your wife. She uses super tips. I know what it is. You're all after me. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It's this dividing and keeping information from both sides. So I think, I don't know what him and SP's relationship is like, but I would guess that he would be cornering her and making her question reality where she's not sure what is real and what isn't based on what he's saying. And she just has to accept it. You'd run out of you wouldn't be able to keep track of the facts, right? I think if you were one on one with him, and you need sort of a community around you to be like, no, he said this a little bit ago. Like, it's
right.
He's contradicting himself. You'd question yourself before you questioned him.
She's a single parent. It seems like she is living there during the week. We've heard a lot of stuff like as he says it, he just plainly says it, like, SP's kids were, we had a drop off. SP's kids are like she was over at his parents' house with the kids and all this stuff. So that it sounds like they are like a blended family, kind of.
She texts him during the show and he reads them out. She changes things in his background and he points to that and says, she did
SP
that.
SP did that. So SP did that.
She's turning into a character on his show. She's a personality that the audience is getting to know, whether she's on camera or not.
When does she get the balls to erase April's steel toe?
Right. April's still behind him.
Look at these guys seething about April writing steel toe on the whiteboard.
Both the girls help with the set. I think that's cool. What? I got paw verbs up there. It's like three women helped with the set.
Yes.
I'm going to hang up Ashley's HRO and it'll be like four women.
But Haley, some girls like a fixer-upper, right? So is it possible the slam piece is like, I can make this work.
This is a gut job.
Yeah.
I've wondered, you know, how far down she's got to be to accept that, though. I mean, like what you were just saying, Moody, about, you know, how much you would just be like, oh, I just can't keep up. Oh, well, it'll be fine. And you don't double check him on things and all that. Like, I don't know. Your self-confidence has got to be really low to just put up with that. And it would be exhausting keeping up with it. I don't know how any woman could do it. So I can't wrap my mind around it. I really can't.
Don't you think she's way into it? I think she's way into it. I think she's reading all the message boards. She's reading the subreddits. She's reporting back. She loves all this drama.
He watches your show, Haley. Like,
I know.
Pete tried to participate in an Aaron Gay op to make it look like I reached out to her in DMs. Unfortunately, I screenshot it.
I too screenshotted Slam Piece.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's old.
Is that old news?
Yeah.
Okay.
But SP reached out to him, I think. I'm sure he'll post it. Look at him. He's
start coming.
Chipping.
I'm not trying to say this to be rude, but Haley, you don't have a big show. Like, you don't have a super large
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to guest that. We finally got a nice guest that. You're going to treat her like that? God damn. Hey, what is wrong with you?
You have such a small...
So, we're 7 months old, Moody.
Right. It's a
7 months old.
Look, oh, no.
But what I'm trying to say is that if he is the big fish that he says he is, he's got such a large audience, both rural and both in St. Cloud and all over the world, right? Mm-hmm. Why is he watching so much of your show that he knows things about members only chats, the things you say during the show? Like, he knows very intricate little details that you have to be like an hour and a half into an episode to discover.
He should be looking at the numbers too, though, because we have like our live numbers are right with his. A lot of times we have. But you're exactly right. I know he at least caught the one with the emails because that's the first time we've ever done a members only chat ever. And he was like, they do members only. And then they want to talk about how I'm always begging for money. And I'm like, no, just get a job so that the product you're putting out is something enjoyable for you, you know, and then your audience would reciprocate without you needing to beg. And we don't care if people give us money or not. That's not our line of income. We do it for fun. And we love the AI system because it's fun to, you know, it's a nice addition. So we don't care. But
Blind Mike can't see and he can put together a show better than Aaron.
Yeah, I'm just saying if he did that and it would come off as he cared about the product that he was putting out, had a good time doing it and stuff, and people would see that.
He acts like he does. He acts, he's like, dude, I do prep. There's prep sheets. We got the 7 o'clock folder for the 7 o'clock stories. We got the 8 o'clock stories. It's like insane. It's like, no, you don't. Like, what world are...
He does like 7 or 8 minutes of a story, gets a couple lines into
and
a
gets
paragraph.
Gets distracted by the chat.
Yep. And then 20 or 30 minutes of goal, and then a 7 minute story, and then 20 or 30 minutes of goal. Like, that's not a format that's going to work for anybody for any extended amount of time. So.
And then every month he just did his unbanning thing. Every month he like ventures back into the YouTube settings and he starts going like, why are all these people bit? Fuck. No, we like that guy. And by the way, it's not people he likes. It's not.
Right.
And then, so Sketty Tooth John was one of them who just sent him all the butter. And he keeps telling everybody, no, she's a fan. She sends the butter. Pants Maestro, he's a fan. He bans all these people because he knows they're not. So then he said, unban. No. But remember, he tells his mods all the time, go nuts, do whatever you want. Get those haters out of here and watch them seethe. So then he goes in and he has no clue. No, why? No, no, this guy. No, we like that guy. The hundreds of them. And says he's unbanning him. He didn't unban Sketty Tooth John. He said, why is she banned? We like Sketty Tooth John. She sent me butter. Get her out of there. Didn't unban her.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, it's so petty. It's so petty. Fearless drew that beaker picture of him. He got a couple Mondays ago. And he goes, no, she drew this and she sent it in. It was one of Melton's fans. She's a toenail. And it's like, and Fearless is like, that didn't happen. I didn't send that to him. So someone either sent it out and sent it to him in her name.
Be honest, pretty anti-social lady. You know you want my Minnesotan micro. Don't deny our sexual tension.
But I just want to circle back on what you said, Moody. Aaron bounces back and forth whenever it's convenient to he's a big show and the biggest show and the best broadcaster, and he's just a small guy that everyone's beating up on, and he's just a little guy over here in Minnesota, and why is anyone even paying attention to little old me?
He's the hero and victim of every story he tells.
I mean, you could see in one episode, he'll be both of those things in the same episode. You're like, Aaron, this is wild. Are you the greatest broadcaster of all time and everyone should be tuning in? Or are you just this little show that has a niche audience?
Might be time to get a job.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that too. I heard you talking about this earlier, where he went from 2025 is the year of no more goals because we're so far out of it.
Guys,
And then also, he's like, good thing I'm good at sales. Cause
also, I'm leaving Nick and all this drama, my personal life drama behind
I'm done
me.
Talking about it.
I can't believe he said that.
He's not stopped.
But I do want to beat them up still. I do want to beat them up.
He's ramped it up.
Nick. If Nick is not there, there's no point.
Yep, Nick has to be there. What are you talking
about? My new jingle. All right, we got to get through it. We got to get through these. We're never going to fucking get through these. Imagine Coach Imholt on the golf course. This is... That's got to be unbearable.
I think that's the next... It's because it's winter there at the moment, so he's had to go more towards boxing than golf. He gets kicked out of his gym, it'll conveniently be summer, and so he can start golfing again.
He's on the tee box waiting for a green to clear, and he zips up on his cart. And it's like, God, you're putting all wrong. Actually, you guys, if I can give you some pointers.
Your shoulders square to the hole. What are you doing?
Coach Gonzo says Aaron is in violation of U.S. boxing rules and four U.S. boxing rules and regulations. Oh no!
I know. Me and Scott laugh about it. He's like, "Hey, you know, there's four regulations." I'm like, "I know. Stop busting my balls."
We don't want his fight canceled. Rocco and I want to go out to it. I think that's the funnier play. Yeah, the ghost of Coach of Ghost of Mr. P. Hey, Haley, are your old cans higher up than Jenny's?
Ooh, we should probably check on that.
We should have your cans must be this high to attend Hackamania.
Yeah, Haley, are you coming to Hackamania, or are you spending Mother's Day with your family?
With all of our kids. No, we've been talking about it. We're trying to make some, some arrangements. We'll see. We're working on it. We'd like to.
LMAO, Aaron taking your invite would have been a net positive for him. It would have gained him more fans. Yes, it literally would have got him money, a trip to Vegas, which he loves, and he said he couldn't afford this year. He took literally the opposite choice by trying to fight and make himself an even bigger locale.
Yeah,
everyone would have wanted to hang out with Aaron. Everyone.
His instincts
He's
are
so
always
stupid.
Wrong. His instincts are off.
Yeah. A-Geezer, unfortunately, Aaron will take everyone named Coach as a tribute and validate another win for the toe. Yep. These guys all love me. They know I'm a coach. They're standing in solidarity. They get it.
I am still a coach. I can't play Naked Twister. Safe Sport Article 2, Section B. No coaches can be naked in front of girls. See the Melton.
I, too, am a coach.
Yes, he wasn't allowed to play Naked Twister. He could do cocaine. Mm-hmm. That's not part of Safe Sport. Is it my connection dying?
No, you're fine.
No, you're fine.
That's weird to me. Coach Weekly, the coach will bounce back by increasing the goal.
Coach Weekly.
El Entrenador? What is this? Is this Spanish for coach?
Entran.
Love the show, hate the toe. That rhymes. We should do that more.
Okay, I have a new proposal. I'd like to recreate the journey of Bullion from Kingdom of Heaven. We will set up a hotel suite to look like Jerusalem, and Johnny Oz and I will defend it. You play Saladin's army. First, you will have to get broadsword licenses from the Kingdom's Federation of Blades and prove you are leprosy free.
I don't know what any of that means. The ghost of the coach of the ghost of Mr. P. Carl, I'll show Jenny my hog and we'll never see you. She'll leave you on site.
Sounds good.
Hey, sailor. Carl who? Coach Tim Bollinger. There will actually be a bed bug outbreak this year if Merck shows up at Hackamania. No. Breaking news, Steel Toe's dumb and full of shit. Thanks, Coach Gonzo.
The chat is like a third of them just have coach before their name.
Yeah, I know. It's great. He's gonna lose his mind. I'm telling you.
It's Coach Adam Bush. Super chat. What's up, Adam?
Aaron cares more about what strangers and critics think than his family, friends, and anyone who actually knows him. Yeah, that's wild. That is true.
Yes.
It was Strip Twister. You had to earn being naked by being a loser. Toe cannot lose, so he was never naked.
Another win for the toe.
Right.
He can't not win.
I have drained myself into the toilet like a taco.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Oh, God. Ricada's in a good mood today.
Oh, darn. Little Gooey's birthday is coming up, and I don't know what to get the slow little fella.
Offer him free boxing lessons,
Aaron.
No. You are a certified coach, after all, and this way you don't have to use any of our precious goal money.
Great idea, Beggy Monster. You're the best.
He gives his kids a USB drive of Steel Toe best ofs. Not now, when you're old enough. This is going to be funny.
2019 through 2021. Here you go. Enjoy.
You're going to love this when you're older. Play it for your friends, like when you're hanging out. It'll be like the Jerky Boys albums of the 90s when you used to laugh at those hanging out with your buds. Lev Kramer, the only explanation is that Aaron must be different in real life. No. I mean, Patrick is an abrasive comedian, i.e. the K yourself t-shirt, etc. But in real life, Patrick is a super normal dude. How dare you?
Yeah.
I think real life is different in Minnesota, like in his small town, than real life in other places.
I do think if you met him at like he can be normal and charming. I do get it, but he's deep down, he's flawed. He's just, there is a problem.
Have you seen
it's
the video?
It's all the performance. All of it, even the normal part. Sorry.
Yeah. The video of him after the fight where he was like, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this to that other guy. At the bar. He was sitting at the bar with his back turned to a guy who wanted to fight him. And he was just fronting up. It was the same. Like, it feels like he's got the same bravado. But I guess watching the sparring videos, you see a different version of him. Like, he's skulking around in the background and not really.
People have posted some group pictures from the gym. It's all young kids. Like, again, like that sign-up sheet, 15 through 19 mostly. And it's all young kids, and Aaron's just in the back like a loser. He's just an old man at the gym.
Coach Scott giving an inspiring speech up the front while Aaron is pacing back and forth doing, like, stretches and putting his gear on while everyone else is listening is...
Well, you never know when Ethan Ralph's going to show up. Now I guess it's safe since he's checked into rehab.
I love talking about toddlers masturbating. Glad I caught no heat for that.
Joking about kids does make you a pedophile after all.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Mm-hmm. This disaster is going to tip the show into a spiral that ends up with SP being the new co-host to draw in viewers.
He did. He said what? He was joking about kids masturbating?
Joking about toddlers. Haley, do you have the quote?
I do. Do you want me to get it?
Yeah.
Wow.
While we wait for that.
There's fire. If you're going to joke around that sort of stuff, then it must mean that there's something happening in real life, right?
Nick in Fort Wayne, ask that girl about how bad Melton's skin looks. Haley.
I can answer that. I've seen him in person.
I've seen him in person, too. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
DK gifted. All right. DK gifted 20 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Guys, my skin's... I have paperwork.
Okay.
I have USA Skincare.
Yeah,
DK
lights,
gifted. I'm a skincare coach.
The lights are white in that room. The purple is natural. Like, that's how it is.
No, it's red right now. Fuck you, you piece of shit. I don't need this.
I like DK's avatar.
I'm out of here.
Bye. All right, cool. Now we can do a cool show. Oh, fuck.
DK, 20 memberships. Thank you very much, DK.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
Standalone Cakehorn. I like Haley on Piggy. Can we keep her? Yeah, I mean, we need a puppet.
Tukey's fired.
Thanks,
Snub Nose, member for 20 months, petition to replace Carl with Haley.
Done and done.
Well, Haley told me originally she couldn't do Friday.
I can't. 4 o'clock on a weekday is really hard for me. I've got kids and
just
whatnot.
Neglect That's your really kids, hard. Haley. That's the world we're in.
I made arrangements in 20 minutes flat and was here. I did my best, but
that's what she
y'all
said.
Y'all switch your time.
Written Asylum, can we trade Haley for Carl? She makes good points, but without the unhinged screaming.
Fuck you!
Coach Connor gifting 10 Nobody Likes Onions memberships. Thank you. And is that all? No. Anonymous coach.
I want to come to Hulkamanica and be the fifth fighter. No. Come on, Patrick, put me in coach. I'm small, but I'm feisty, and I can bite him in the ball, no hole, or wreck him. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Anonymous coach. Carl's here. Calm down. Stop yelling. Take a nap. I don't really hear the yelling.
I like anonymous coach. That's funny.
Next to me, you don't yell. I feel like I yell more than you. Carl's vocal coach, member for 2 months. Okay, new strategy, Carl. Melton and Moody, let Haley speak more often. Volume's great today, Carl.
Thank you, my vocal coach. I appreciate it.
When you get it right, you get it right.
Was I pronouncing words correctly? That's my other question.
Rios, thank you for the 20 gifted memberships. Appreciate that. Coach Cream Jeans, which sounds way more disgusting than the other one. I don't think you'd be able to keep your job if they called you Coach Cream Jeans.
Is that great?
In the school. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. C's a day, member for 7 months. Did Aaron start his radio job yet? Nick, we love you. Yeah, it has been over a month since he's offered to go back to any radio station for free.
They still want him, though. As soon as he's ready to go, they'll bring him
You're
back.
Still our guy.
Yep. That's still how our radio guy. Works. They just keep a job vacant for a couple of years.
September 2023, the 19th of September 2023, was when he was supposed to be back on the radio.
Yeah, he said by Labor Day, right? That year, he was like, by Labor Day weekend, the goal will be done.
Big news coming up in September.
Cash gifting 5 memberships. Thank you very much, Cash. Appreciated. Coach Shawnetta, member for 16 months. You won't see me wrestle, but watch me box. You won't see me wrestle.
Joke wrong.
But watch me box. Cup of Coffee, member for 13 months. Hey, guys, fucking love Fridays. Thank you, Cup of Coffee. Coach Don, member for 10 months. Can Haley be ring girl? If there was a fight, there wouldn't be, though. There's just...
We get Haley and Lucy Tight Box be the ring girls. That'd be good.
I challenged Aaron to a foot race, and he won't accept. It's like, this guy won't accept anything.
Guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Sorry I joined all the people in the chat. I got to run. I'm going to see Joe Matarese tonight at the Comedy Club. I got a big night out of me.
Nobody likes a bragger.
So, yeah. So I got to go see the 93.7% Italian tour that's happening with Joe Matarese.
Great. All right, Carl Hamburger. You can find him at Who Are These Pod? What is it?
Yep. Whoarethese.com is the website. Who Are These Podcasts? Subscribe wherever you listen to your fine podcasts.
Thanks, Carl.
Bye.
And remember to use promo codes, any other promo code, but Carl's. I'm, of course, in first place. I don't count myself, but use Tukey's or Cum or OJ for Hackamania tickets. Do not support Carl. He's first place. It's not good. Zach Whiteside, member for 6 months. Tell Moody he's got a little something in, he's got a little something in his beard. Did you meet Nick recently? Is that just gray?
He missed a few spots.
Is it gray?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's gray.
It looks like fangs.
Yeah, it starts. Some people it starts to gray here first.
You're gonna look like that fat lawyer. What's his name? Sean.
Sean.
He looks so comical. Yeah. And he's like, I watched some clip of his, and he's just like, and he just talks gay. And it's you talk retarded and your shit's all fucked up.
That's, like I'm pretty sure that guy is the lawyer friend that Aaron's talking about.
It is. Yeah. I saw it in the email. He said it again. He admitted to federal crimes on the baby. Flat coat, Coach Queaver Southern. Flat Coach Jessica Gina Cochina Cochita Law hashtag Cochieta. Do it. What? Cochita. Yeah, sorry. Everything is fine. So Nick's plea deal includes April's charges getting dropped. That's some movie love story stuff. April must be seething. Can't make this shit. Or Aaron must be seething. Can't make this shit up. Yeah, that's the deal.
He wanted all of them to be in prison forever. Like that's the outcome he was hoping for. But
yeah, nobody was ever going to jail. Guys, I think we did it. I think we hit the goal.
Well done.
Let's say, as if anybody counts. Hit the like button. Patrick's going to be doing more shows later. Why am I talking in? Anyway, yep. Haley?
Yes. We're going to be on tomorrow night. So come over to Pretty Antisocial on YouTube. We do Rumble and Twitch too, but meet us over there tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern. We're going to go over some of this coaching stuff, mainly the gaslighting from this week. So tomorrow.
Moody, what are you 3D printing?
I've made something called a Bindicator at the moment, which tells you it lights up in different colors depending on what color bins you need to put out, which is pretty cool. It tells you like what bins you need to put out, like if it's recycling or that the day before, because I forget to put the bins out sometimes. I'm in my 30s. I'm enjoying it.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, you didn't 3D print something that lights up.
It does. It's got LEDs inside it. It's just not connected right now.
Yeah, but what powers it?
A USB cable.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy's begging for dollars. And this little piggy. Show. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent, his empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat, Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube, this little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.